Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to put on your stereo headphones or turn on your speakers. You're about to experience an RPG MP3.com presentation recorded at Enigma's Game Store, Houston, in binaural surround sound. Thank you for your time.
Welcome, brave listener. Pull up a chair and hark well to tales of high adventure. Of elves and wizards, of great deeds and...
But they're only level...
Two.
Okay. Welcome, humble listener. Enter here and be welcome. You have arrived at a fortuitous time. You are privy to the origin of heroes, of brave souls destined for greatness, who will blaze the...
How do you know?
How do I know what?
How do you know that they're destined for great things? They might all die or be eaten by an ogre or something.
Well, I suppose you're right. Welcome, gentle listener. You are about to follow the adventures of a group of young, unseasoned travellers. Together, they will face monumental challenges and insurmountable odds. Will they succeed? No one knows. If they do not, the very universe itself could be in peril when fire rains down.
Excuse me, sorry and all, but you're at it again. How do you know the challenges are going to be monumental and insurmountable? What's this rubbish about the universe? Surely they're just some folks who are just going to go out and kill some low-level stuff and hopefully they'll get enough XP to get some decent skills and spells and maybe, just maybe, they might find some sort of plot that they will be all these things you're saying. Or maybe they will be rubbish and die. Or perhaps they will just quit altogether and open a nice little inn with good beer or crap beer. Who can say? And...
All right. How about we just say it like this? Welcome, eager... Welcome, listener, to a new presentation from RPGMP3.com, recorded at Enigma's Game Store in Houston. Join us as a new group of travellers set out to face unknown danger and perhaps make a mark for themselves. Listen, if you will, to this homebrew tale of possible adventure. Listen to The Labour of Love. Is that all right?
It's all right, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's a plus 10 desk of defending.
And we're on.
And we're on, ladies and gentlemen. But feel free to chat us some more. Because Lindsay's still playing with
desk
the dice.
Desk of force.
Doesn't matter as long as it's a desk.
Pretty dice.
They are. They're all matching except for these.
I'm going to everyone take knows that, that monks under desks take no damage no matter the cause. I clearly saw this watching all the videos.
My can is a thing to stand on. It's just like home. Apparently there's a lot more of these. I've seen them over here. I like that. That's fun. You actually have little drip mats.
Well, no, if you notice, ninjas are like reverse gestalt people. The more ninjas they are, the worse they get.
What size does that make it?
Okay.
For example, my brother's single ninja by himself.
Huge. We've used them as markers.
You add.
There's a pillar here.
Yeah. One ninja. A near combat god. 30 ninjas, Keystone Cops. Just what it no matter what ninja you're watching. You know, it's like, okay, you have the last samurai, the first ninja comes up, he's stealthy, he's creepy, he's skilled, he goes. If it wasn't for like one guy getting in front of somebody, the ninja would have killed him. It's like perfect shot. Okay? 20 ninjas show up behind him and then bam, they all die. Like, oh wait, I forgot how to fight. Okay. Every ninja ever made. What were we going? Okay, what was the plan?
They gotta go one in front of each other.
What was the plan? Attack all at once. What did we do? Attack one at a time. The first law of ninjas. Yes.
So funny.
We tried to make
see, I'm not the only one.
What's that? The only one that snorts Dr. Pepper out of their nose.
Oh, it has actually come out of my nose.
Well, the only one said that the Japanese Prime Minister is responsible for terrorist attacks.
Allegedly.
One pilot
cannon
fodder.
I managed to bang my head
one
session. We had a light that hung over a desk.
What?
And I managed to headbutt
it. He headbutted a D10.
Yeah.
Apparently, I screamed so loud it distorted the audio.
Two or three times in one night.
Was that on YouTube?
Well, was that?
That thing with ninjas on YouTube.
Spit out my
cigarette. it was ranked as one of the fastest banned videos of all time.
So funny.
Because it was the ninjas versus terrorists, because it used horrible racial stereotypes and basically had a bunch of racial. It was ninjas attacking terrorists. It was one of the greatest recreations of scenes from Aliens. The terrorists are running around with the ninjas in the dark, and all you can see is just like a one video camera light flashing with guys running around. And one of the terrorists runs up to the camera screaming, "They're coming out of the walls! They're coming out of the goddamn walls!"
I'll bet your thing has a copy of that.
I bet you.
Probably. That was also the one that was, and now a word from the Prophet Muhammad, which got banned real fast. Because it had a cartoon Prophet Muhammad screaming at the people, "Knock this shit out."
The thing who is on the board.
Yes.
So
make a crocodile got. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't ask, right?
He just bombards us. The side gets some of it, but it's two on MSN every morning.
I can pretty much guarantee I'll sit down
with
my computer.
Yeah.
Open MSN window.
Those pork ribs?
YouTube. I'll click on it. It'll be something really funny.
He's like, "You can't eat pork ribs. Hello, pagan Egyptian. I don't got this problem. I worship Horus and Set and Sobek the Crocodile God. Here comes Sobek the Crocodile God. Mm-hmm. Out of Azrat." Just like man with a crocodile head, you know. I don't know. When we watched it, all my friends were going, "Mm-hmm. Out of Azrat." Ever thereafter.
I need to get more.
You need to get your accent better. Put more Texan.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't know.
I thought that was Southern.
It depends. There are two types of Southern accents. This is the one where you would say if you were in Georgia Challenge Command to a duel.
Very good. Glove slap.
I watch too much crap TV.
I watch satisfaction, sir.
See? You do watch too much crap TV.
That's it.
See, the Georgian accent
giving
is
up TV.
The gentry accent is crisp and clean.
Aren't we buying TV for the bedroom?
I never have to leave
to
the bedroom.
To go with the DVD
Yay.
Player I've already ordered for the bedroom.
Now, the Southern accent just
you
turns every
DVD player, but you don't have TV.
Any TV will plug in. I needed a specific
we
DVD
have
player.
Half of our very large collection of DVDs is English, so we needed a multi-region DVD
right.
player.
Yeah.
PAL. I love PAL.
Yeah.
Not here.
Now I have a DVD player which automatically converts the signal to whatever television you plugged into.
Which is great.
And it's also regionless. And it wasn't that pricey.
$120. That's really good. Considering how much we paid in pounds for our last one.
Yeah, well, our last one was a Sony 5-disc interchangeable.
Well, that's because there's a huge disconnect between the EU and the United States.
Still, I had to get up and change to the last disc of The Lord of the Rings.
We were very upset about that.
It was fucking disgusting. I needed one more disc. I could have watched the whole fucking thing without even moving for piss.
You know the regional stuff. Okay, I take my girlfriend to see Blades of Glory, which
for those
sucks,
of you
by
listening
the way.
On the net, the look on his face was priceless.
You've seen Dodgeball, you've seen Blades of Glory. But, and to spoil it for everyone,
Dodgeball was funny.
Yes, Blades of Glory wasn't. Because they took all the. If you all the trailer, that's all the funny parts.
Oh, I don't
that's
think it's funny. I'm never going to see it then.
Okay.
Really
they skate. Yes, at the end they skate to the theme from Flash Gordon.
Oh,
of course. The key to that one, Flash Gordon is not available in the United States because no, it's not because Queen won't give them the rights to the
soundtrack.
It's
on my video shelf.
No, actually, it was a present for me from Thing. For my
it's available
present.
In Canada.
It's on my DVD shelf.
Just not the US.
If anybody would like to come and see it, I have the special edition and it's all shiny.
It even has a little metal box and everything. Got a little booklet inside.
We have a TV that's like, well, no, your mum has a TV that's like the size of
yeah,
China.
But the DVD player can't play it.
You can dodge traffic, you can dodge ball.
Always like the Hawkman, what's his name?
I did.
Boltan.
Yes.
Ryan Blessed.
He was our
university. Boys, I would rule
he was
the
at
world.
Our university last
yeah.
year before I graduated.
Yeah, Brian Blessed.
What
flap? What do we do?
Brian Blessed's ace. He's a bit senile
Gordon's
now,
alive.
But he's ace.
He's fantastic.
He got an honorary degree from our university
the year
before,
the year before
I graduated,
or else he would have been in my graduating class.
Hold the
hot man. Some boring. Oh, no.
Flash Gordon,
the
one with the beard and the points.
Not from Time Team.
Looked like a dwarf with
oh,
wings.
Oh, he did. That was all right.
He was quite cool. For an
actor. Done good.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were quite funny.
I'll
love the way
you
laughed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Patrick Stewart's the
Chancellor
for Huddersfield
like
University.
Giving all
the next
I was like
to
making
us.
My list of people.
He was from
Bradford. I had, I ruled the world.
Huddersfield got
David
first.
Warner.
And we're like, no!
Which is
quite Evil from Time Bandits.
Hey, Edmondson's from Bradford.
Yes, I know.
I didn't know.
I told you.
Or John Ironicus.
No,
I saw
him. He played Baldur's Gate 2. Well,
I knew that years ago. Okay. When I did the research into who should we give an honorary degree to, he was on the list.
Actually, you're supposed to sit in the same spot.
Same seat all
yeah,
time.
Don't confuse the head.
So otherwise, we'll confuse the head.
The head will be confused.
So, yeah.
We don't like,
yeah,
don't like a confused head.
Nicole Williamson from Merlin from Excalibur. Then I read his biography and realized he was a total asshole.
Who are these people you're listing?
People who I want their voice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Merlin
Excalibur.
From Excalibur.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was reading.
Because it'd be all there.
Well,
no,
I would
water.
Switch, depending on, you know,
wherever it was appropriate.
James Earl Jones, that's mine.
James Earl Jones.
No, everybody wants James Earl Jones.
I'm pretty certain James Earl Jones wouldn't suit you. No. Walking in a room, you know.
Hello. Yeah. No, that wouldn't work at all.
Like,
no,
Barry
no.
White
if you're
going to
go like that,
you
got
to
go
Isaac
Hayes.
Turn on the news, and it's like, Barry White has passed away from kidney failure. Well, how the fuck am I supposed to get laid now?
Barry White remix.
In school, you just go up to random somebody.
No, it's just like, hey, baby. You're like, what does this guy listen to, you know, to set the theme music? You know, set the mood music? Hey, baby, I can't keep talking all night.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it did, because it was on
okay.
What's that?
The Chocolate Ball song by Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
I was just wondering whether it made it over here or if it was just in England.
Well, yeah,
oh, yeah.
No,
so shockingly self-burked over here.
You replaced Barry White with the
song. Oh, whether they screen it.
Oh,
oh yes, they
did.
It was released as a single
did
in England.
Yeah,
it
was that
party
was that was my senior prom.
What? That song was at my senior prom.
What?
I'm glad to see you
both
did mine.
Balls. My senior prom was pop music hell. So we actually stormed, me and my double date and our prospective dates had to storm out because Dalton was deaf and can't hear anything but heavy bass tones. So we're at prom asking for heavy metal. And they...
I didn't have a prom.
Pop, we got
no,
pop.
We don't have problems in England.
Rap and freaking country.
We've transcended beyond the need to.
I want
to
prom. No. I want to prom.
I had.
And
Cotton
Eye Joe did it six times.
I had pop, rap, and Hispanic rap.
Nice.
Crazy.
Yes. Tejano music, because somewhere in the past, there was a mariachi band going, you know what this band needs to take it to the top one? What's that, Pedro? An accordion! Yeah! Serious, man! We've got all the trappings of a great mariachi band, but we can take it one step further. Go get that crowd over in Brenham!
The cast of space is wonderful.
She just keeps on walking.
She's done used to us.
She's like
learned.
Snack Girl of the Next Generation. Shop girl.
Thankfully, I've been here for so long. This will be a surprise.
Already seen it.
We're seen all beyond reason.
Well, yeah, it's true. Are we all here?
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, we're all here.
Back here, that's great. Everybody's on follow.
Yeah. Who would like to summarize what happened last time?
We all got screwed into thinking we're going to go on this mission to make a lot of money, but truthfully, we're going to get boned in the end.
Fucking hell, have you been reading my notes? Bugger me, if you've been reading my notes.
He was just describing his character's ultimate fantasy.
Oh. What?
Getting screwed in the end by the girl. Yeah, okay?
Ah.
Not literally, I hope.
Literally.
With the strap on beard.
Yes!
No, four girls with the whole beard. They're banned.
You would remember that.
They're disturbing. And banned.
That's I'm pretty certain,
that
I'm pretty certain D&D female dwarves do not have beards.
I'm talking about my girlfriend.
Let's see. We hooked up with Xanatos and.
No,
what's her name?
Sharia.
We met a bunch of people. We
escorting
walked for a
her.
While. We were attacked. We walked some more. We went to sleep. We were attacked again.
We had no reason.
Goblins to kind
of
jump
us. And then
we
fought a pansy fighter.
You did.
And I killed three people that day.
Yeah.
And we just.
They are right up to us.
But I got a sword.
Close. But at least 2 days away.
Okay.
Sharia's wussy little boyfriend got sent away crying.
He was a second level aristocrat.
He got sent off with his.
Oh, big aristocrat. The dwarf guy took his sword.
Yeah. Actually, he left it behind.
Like he was going to get it back
from you.
And he think of all the manure he can dig out with that thing.
Yeah. That masterwork two-handed sword. Masterwork greatsword.
Masterwork.
You didn't get enchanted. Right. You awaken in the morning. What are you doing?
Yawning.
Yawning! Good start. Downward dog. Very good. You do a bit of yoga. What are you doing? You think you're so funny? Oh, face says funny.
Sit, meditate, give things to Moradin.
Hey, oh, Chuck, says Moradin. What are your spells? Sorry, sorry.
I start packing up my bags and manure out of my cart.
I pray for the wind to come from the south.
You can milk his goat if you want. Might be a boy goat.
It's a girl goat.
It'll never stop following you.
More, please. More,
not, not much milk out of this goat. Anyone yeah, want some for breakfast? goat milk salty.
It's only got one nipple.
But it's an awful, but it's an awfully long one.
I heard one nipple and that was it.
Hey, one nipple, nipple is always enough.
That's all you need.
What happened to your dog? Wrong, it's only got one nipple.
I've just milked his goat.
One nipple goat. As a druid, you'd think you'd realize, wouldn't you?
I guess that goat would have a hell of a time if it had
okay, you do know where
are you communing from, with right? nature?
Yes, I'm communing with nature.
She's only a halfling. She can't expect to pull off Catherine the Great yet. She's got to work her way up.
Stop it. That is wrong.
She's a druid. It's okay. They're allowed to touch animals. It's been part of their druid. Druids do it with animals, just like fighters do it with weapons.
It's just a problem with the druid.
Bards? Bards, on the other hand, do it live on stage so everyone can watch us.
Okay, Pee-wee.
Pee-wee.
No, Pee-wee was in the audience.
He came up on stage to help him out.
Xanatos opens his bag and produces some more trail rations.
I got two of the crows that I need.
More garbage.
Oh, do I? Oh, I think I still have some squirrel skewers.
You might have some squirrel skewers left.
Still
we didn't really preserve them. You sort of stuck them in bags. So.
I cooked them.
You're a druid. Why do we need to hunt? You have the summon animal spell.
Find it.
Summon nature's ally.
Yes!
Nature's ally, come to me so I may eat you. No, no, come to me.
Cows! Cows can be allies.
Bah. I offered you all squirrel.
Make sure you decide if it's going to be a steer or a dairy cow.
It doesn't matter as long as somebody's standing over it with a hammer going,
no! You've never been on a farm.
Steers don't exactly take well to being bashed in the head with a hammer.
Don't summoned creatures vanish when you kill them?
Yes.
I don't know. I've never killed one.
As per the spell, they disappear and get resurrected back where they came from.
Now, here's a question. Mm-hmm. If
well,
you take a
easy. You bulldog it and you start hacking pieces off.
Eat it live!
Hey, Hal, here's a question. If you eat it live and then it dies after a while, does the food in your stomach disappear?
You get hungry again. Mm.
That's an interesting question. Which we'll address if you ever do it.
Hey, good plan for if you're amnesiac. How would that work? People throw up.
We're summoning Chinese animals. I'm hungry.
Believe it.
Believe it. Yeah.
Aren't
you an EMT?
I don't do bulimic. They don't tend to die when they
help, help, send an ambulance. I'm bulimic. I can't stop vomiting. What's your bulimic? You know.
Keep your fingers out of your mouth. Well, that's Mary Kate, actually, so don't worry about it.
That's anorexic.
No, one's anorexic, the other one's bulimic.
Oh my god.
Well, no, it's like the lady that called, like, last month saying, help, I have problems, I have an eating disorder. It's like, bring an ambulance. And the ambulance shows up, and she's 850 pounds.
Ooh.
It's like, screw that, bring a tractor trailer.
Here, true story.
A grin.
Woman calls the dispatch line and literally says, help, I need the police to control my own kids.
We've had loads.
The policeman turns around and goes, do you want our police to. The dispatcher turns around and goes, what do you want us to do? Come over there and shoot them?
Yeah, he was.
That sounds great. How much for that?
Excuse me.
You can do that now?
Yeah.
10,000 ahead. It's the going rate. Now, we had a call from a woman who was upstairs in her bedroom saying, can you send a police officer around? My medication's downstairs and I can't be bothered to go and get it.
Ow.
Yeah, the police are seriously misused in England.
Well, you know, you do pay enough taxes for them.
We do.
True. It's the ones where you answer the phone and go, you know, police emergency, and they go, fuck off, coppers! And I go, it's like, well, that was an easy nonsense call.
Is it? Here's a question. Is it, do they still walk around with the radio antennas checking to see if your TV is, if you have a TV?
You mean, do they have, no, they don't need to do that anymore. The police don't. The TV licensing do. They can tell whether you have a television, whether you have a television active and whether you have a license, and they can come to your door and go, show us your television license, and you go, I don't have one. And then they go, right, I'm coming back with a court order. Please don't move your television until I get back with one.
It's because the BBC doesn't have TV adverts. So
it's funded by the TV licensing.
Yeah, your license for a year pays so that you don't have to have adverts.
They tax your TV area.
But if you don't have a license, you shouldn't be watching television, whether you can receive terrestrial TV or not. Terrestrial television is the BBC. And
we have five basic channels, BBC One, BBC Two.
Count them.
ITV, Channel 4 and Channel 5 in some areas, but it's a bit of a standing joke. It's a newish channel.
Channel 5?
Yeah, and some areas in England you can get it.
You call a satellite TV company, you got 300 channels.
I know!
See, we have satellite anywhere.
Yeah, we have
Sky
in England.
Because you have to pay for broadcast.
For basic television, yes.
You have to pay. Welcome to Europe, and the taxes.
I'm sure California, don't say it too loudly, California might hear you.
They have no commercials.
Isn't that the
no
tax commercial. We don't
they
have?
They still advertise all their shitty programs. So you still get, I mean, like a film on BBC One won't have any adverts in the middle of it. The film on ITV will. But between programs on BBC, they still have like, come and watch our next 8,000 awful programs. So you know, still get a bit of advertising.
Half a pound of coke is like £1.25.
How much is a can of coke in England?
Eighty pence.
About $1.60 for a can.
Yeah.
Oh.
The funny
part. Yeah. Ish. Generally in the shop.
I love living in a low tax state.
Kidding.
Dude, I get very Texas, everything. Or at least here, everything. 0.0825%
0.82.
And no state income tax.
I like
property. Why? When you have a quarter billion square miles, you have a pretty good property tax base. Uh-huh.
Before I forget,
and it's arable.
My relatives are coming over next week, so if anybody wants anything from England, now would be the time to ask for it, because they're going to bring chocolate and stuff like that, so if anybody wants anything
specific. I'm not touching this chocolate with
a 10-foot
pole.
Why? It's lovely.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely and the wrong colour.
No, it's not. It's milky coloured.
What's wrong with that chocolate?
I'll bring you white chocolate.
Ew.
I like white
chocolate. That's not real chocolate.
No, it's true. There's no chocolate in white chocolate.
Say white chocolate.
White chocolate. You like white chocolate? Yeah.
Ew.
I like
white chocolate. I can get you white chocolate if you'd like some.
Dream bars. Milky bars.
Yeah. And if by any chance, I'm stupid enough to bring my gran and my sister here...
I want some
here,
real mutton.
Be nice. And normal.
I can't not be nice to granny.
Yeah,
we're Texas, we're friendly. Yeah. Texans are known for our friendliness and our inability to put up with other people's shit.
We're very friendly, really, just don't give us any crap.
My gran's lovely. She's had a really, really, really shitty 2 weeks where she just fought cancer and won, and has been told she has osteoporosis in her spine and is crumbling, and she can't walk anymore.
We'd be nice to her.
Coming on holiday.
Just coming on holiday.
It's right on your property.
The warm will do
it
good.
My little sister's used to role play. She spent a whole weekend with them once.
Yeah, she helped Lindsay run the Nationals. She's in Sheffield Wood again.
The Scottish shooting when the guy was trying to hang him down. The
guy's got him. I have to be much, much louder and much more.
Anyway.
It is the morning. What do you do?
I milked a
goat. You milk a goat. You eat your trail rations. Yeah. You have a coffee. Whatever you do.
Well, piss on the tree.
McDonald's. Kalachis.
We like Kalachis. Hellstorm sharpens his beard. Maybe combat. Might go for a nice Leonidas.
You like that movie. Made his face look like three times longer though, didn't it?
Well, that's Greek for you, isn't it?
Dude, I still can't believe that guy from Van Helsing has a body that looks like that.
He doesn't. It was all CGI'd.
What?
All the torsos were CGI'd. And
no.
They were.
Who's what?
No, they did the making of it. Those guys went through 6 weeks
really?
Of athletic training.
I read on a couple of websites that they had CGI'd.
No, because if they had it on the History Channel, the making of it.
The History Channel, I like that.
And they had like, they showed them.
Okay,
like,
then I am
really
disturbed
one,
by that.
They're running through tires. Day two, they're like running through tires while doing pull-ups. Day three, and they're like... Week 5.9. Are you sure the Greeks did it this way?
Val Helsing, geeky guy who had like a really strange little geeky voice.
Yeah, the guy who lost the mind.
He was the storyteller.
No, that wasn't Carl Urban.
He was.
That is a guy in Val Helsing who goes...
Because I read the credits.
It's not Carl Urban. It's some guy.
Faramir?
Oh, the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about the guy. What does this do? I don't know quite yet.
Maybe.
Well, what's it...
Yeah.
We sit around and go, okay, where have we seen them? Yeah, Carl Urban is in that new Vikings Are Bad, Indians Are Good movie.
What?
Pathfinder.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah, so.
Carl Urban,
yeah.
He's good.
Yeah. You like that. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It kills me.
Anyway.
What are you going to do after? There won't be an after.
I said, that was stolen from 13th Warrior. Do we have a plan? Yes. Right till we find them and kill them all.
I like 13th Warrior.
Of course, they could use a better actor than Antonio Banderas.
He wasn't the main character. He was sort of the narrator, but they stopped doing the voice narration. The main character was Denis Dorheide or Vladimir Kulich.
But didn't they kill the main character?
It was Beowulf! He dies in the poem, too!
He's kind of supposed to.
Yeah.
Is that the king guy?
Yes.
Yeah, but Beowulf dies in the poem fighting a dragon.
No, he dies from the poison afterwards. Yeah.
Oh, Hal made me a horrible film the other day.
Being burned alive.
What did I make you watch?
That one with that curly haired man.
Did they have Debbie in the title? Never mind.
All of them. She's a box set.
I love you.
He cut her head off with that giant sword and melted it.
You were going to say I made you watch an awful movie with a guy with curly hair in it.
The dragon's one. The awful dragon flies.
Oh, Dragon Slayer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty fucking disgusting movie, actually.
You weren't
really
one to begin with.
That's
so...
Grendel was supposed to be like twice the size of a man with a head about this big around.
Virginia,
it was a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
And you can tell.
I didn't think that was possible.
It was all CGI.
But it's been done.
It wasn't even CGI. You can see he was wearing the suit.
Godzilla?
No, Grendel.
Lindsay wasn't impressed with Dragon Slayer.
Anyways.
No, yeah, go damn it, get back to the game.
We should just come another
Mardok walks out from behind the tree. You see the plants wilting. Any more
rations?
Morning arrives.
Yes,
you
morning
prepare,
arrived.
You eat.
We leave.
You continue.
Continue.
Do you want to pony up your marching order again, kids? As it were.
Near me the front man, after the druid who is apparently our...
What? Why is it the front?
I'm not the front.
Where's the druid at the front?
I'm not the
Who's
front.
The scout?
I guess me.
Not me.
Frodo, Hobbit of the Northlands.
I got sand.
Careful with the knife.
I got steam for my goat.
No, it's not Santa's credit.
My wagon.
I ride my dog.
It's getting the idea. It's actually following you there.
I hope.
Where is Xenikos and what's your name?
They'll be in the middle, roughly.
With Razor, Blade, and Hander, and Nazo. No,
because I will stay close to them.
We didn't have them, did we? It's no figures for them.
I don't know. They had them in 300 BC, according
to the...
That's right. Last time you played, you didn't have a doggy. And now you have a doggy.
You said they hadn't been invented yet.
Totally wrong.
No, I'm talking about horses.
I need a wagon.
No one invented the horse.
Who exactly is Strad?
What?
He takes up an awful lot of room with that billowing cloak, does Strad.
Yes, there's only one square.
Allegedly.
He's very theatrical.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun,
he's got,
dun, dun, dun.
He's got to do the famous...
That's how we tell the elves apart.
Every time he changes position, he's got to do the cloak flare.
No, he doesn't.
No, we go pet, pet.
Get the things out of the box!
Dude, he's obsessed with scroll tapping for some reason.
Squirrel tapping.
Yes. You walk up to somebody, usually your best friend. Very lightly, very gently.
My dragon.
Why?
If you do it just right, it doesn't hurt right away.
That's so awful.
Actually, that's not bad.
And that's how you know it's good.
Okay, American joke.
Squirrel tapping.
Okay, here's a classic American joke.
I'm the one with the
you walk up to somebody and go, what's the capital of Taiwan? If they don't know, you say Bangkok and hit them in the nose.
That's being pulled by a goat. What'd you do, get a gallon out of the goat?
I disappeared.
My God.
Okay.
He had a good morning.
He's feeling
oh, yeah.
Macho.
I can't believe it. Yeah. I'm never playing a druid again.
What? Is that the goat?
It's a dwarven goat.
It's a dwarven goat.
It's a deer.
Oh, wait, I have the perfect goat. Here you go.
Okay.
A perfect goat.
Xanatos and Sharia.
I will take the hand painting.
Is that an ethereal marauder?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ethereal marauder.
Yeah.
No, here's the goat.
Here's the goat. Dire boar.
Rewriting it.
A dwarf. Here, throw the goat in there, man.
You continue to travel.
Very interesting plans around.
Down the road. Out of farmland. Into the forest.
Squirrels to kill. We were in the forest.
There's plenty of squirrels. Well, you are. But they're getting further into the forest and away from the arable land behind
over
you.
The hills and through the
You're entering the wilderness. Down. It's getting a little hillier. Forests are covering it.
Spot it's check for a little girl in white at the Red Hood.
No, yeah, there's 10 of them. Cross bear.
They must... have arrows.
There's no sign that says Red Riding Hood Crossing.
You must not eat the forest mushrooms.
they make so you good. Poop.
Damn, too late.
Puppies! Puppies!
They make you poop pixie dust.
Apparently. Which I will also eat.
The ones in our garden make people.
I wouldn't eat the mushrooms in our garden. I don't know what they are, but I wouldn't eat them.
What colour are they?
Mushroom coloured.
Brownish, a whitish, white. A palish. Oh. Yeah, don't eat those.
I wasn't going to.
Mushroom.
I'm trying to stop my dog doing it in the morning. She seems to think that's a great idea.
She'll learn after the first couple.
Eyes this big.
Unless they're widow's caps, then we should just drop dead.
Yeah.
Like the one you're
going to
yard.
Real
quick.
Somebody take his dog off.
We actually have a Sego pound, don't we? And apparently that'll kill them too.
I don't think
you're just trying to judge it off.
Yeah, your dog still eats.
You can't really.
No, his dog sticks his nose up in them and sniffs, okay, and if it's not good, he snorts on it. No one else can eat it. He does it to your food, he just goes, that is
and then he goes, you want to finish that?
Ruby sneezed on his face this morning.
Yeah,
that's really that's like Liz.
No.
I want that.
Did you take his
blood? Okay.
God, the worst thing we might Ludwig's ever done is steal on an apple somebody was eating. They put it down, the squirrel runs up to it and drags the apple away.
The whole apple.
Ruby has decided that sleeping on my head is the funniest thing she can do, and I wake up in the night to her clawing at my head to try and like get in.
She's doing an Indian head massage.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Right, about midway through the morning. You see up ahead of you, in the middle of the road, a wagon.
The whole spear thing, diving down
missing
again,
one of its
around.
Wheels, and it's turned over on its side. There's a farmer looking rather confused and rather irate, and he's kicking it, shouting at it.
That'll work.
Genuinely. You gotta put the wheel back on. Yeah. You weren't kicking it.
You look at the wheel, and it's now basically shattered in the ditch. Looks like it's gone over a rock.
Can you fix it?
I might be able to.
I have craft weapons.
I can entangle.
I say we laugh at his misfortune and keep riding, because such is the inanities of life.
Make a song about it.
Make a
song
about
it. You're my hero.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, young man. And we will continue to ride.
Oh, Xanatos pulls up his horse and Sharia stops next to him. Doesn't put that's your department.
I want to run up and start kicking the wagon with the old guy.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to work, son.
Well,
I've been doing it for about half an hour now.
Apparently you're not doing it right.
I was thinking, there's a lot of you. Perhaps you could help me.
He can kick. He's strong.
No, I mean, fix the wheel.
Yeah. If he rolls into a circle,
I'll take the parts of the wheel.
I
think I fix that.
Great. Thanks, Sonny.
I'm a dwarf. We're not known for our woodworking.
Yeah, but you're strong. You can lift the wagon so we can reattach the wheel.
I'm strong.
Krogan.
I'll cast mending.
Hey. You cast mending.
Oh, I don't like these useful wizards. They spoil stuff. Why don't you make blue flowers grow out of it instead?
Not a bad idea.
I cast mending. Pow.
That's level 2.
The wheel is effectively mended.
I pull out my axe. What do you want me to do?
Okay, no. I need to push it back over the right way.
Exactly. Which one? I get my mango on to
it. It's fully loaded and
his
very heavy.
Fell over. Well, then I hope he empties it.
My card.
I've got an idea. Ragnar Hellstorm will take all the party but you and get on the wagon on one side. Preferably the side with the wagon without the side with both wheels.
Sharia gets off her horse and sits on a rock. Xenatos gets off the horse and looks at you bizarrely and climbs on the opposite side of the wagon.
Yes.
And leans backwards.
Alright.
Strength check.
What happened? I could have done that.
Everybody is leaning on one side of the wagon.
Push!
Him and me, who is waiting to see this whole thing collapse.
Dragon! It's very heavy. You think maybe loading it might help? It's fully loaded.
Is he that smart?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying.
But we can tell him what to do.
It's not moving. It's very heavy.
Come on, put your beard into it, man!
Okay.
Use manure.
Tie my beard into it.
Oh, crap.
Put the manure on your muscles.
Do this.
Strength check.
Lift with the beard, not with the back.
21.
Plus 2.
Dwarves, huh?
16 plus 3 is 19.
See, I would help, but I think I might
it moves. It starts to lift. The two of you manage to hold it. The farmer's like, right! Who's got a hammer?
Wait!
Son of a bitch! Hurry up!
I'll jump off the wagon.
Yeah.
Wait!
I have a crowbar!
I do!
It's Yeah, the other wheel shatters off it as it hits the ground. Several of the things fall out the back.
Who's a hammer?
Thank you! The farmer looks at the wheel that's fixed and the wheel that's broken.
I'll
he looks at the wizard, hopefully. And
I
smiles.
Continue walking. Let's go. I did my part.
I shake my warhammer at the farmer. That one was your fault.
Maybe. You're all very eager. I don't get a chance to get my equipment out.
Got it. Somebody.
No, the girl is not for sale.
Somebody's got a taiko drum. New wheel.
Not memorized.
Boom, 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 boom.
You'll have to provide your own two half-naked Japanese men to play it.
Boom, boom, boom. Yes, that's lovely. That's an perhaps the spare wheel in the back.
You had a spare wheel in the back. Why didn't you use it in the first place?
You never gave me a chance.
He didn't expect it. He's been kicking at it for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
he was expecting us.
I have an idea. Is there a tree nearby?
We're in the forest.
Yes, that's plenty.
I know you people 18. Don't know this stuff well.
Plus 2.
The forest has trees.
I'm a dwarf. We don't. Those are just. All we see is kindling.
1923.
It's up again.
See the forest.
I was going to say, why don't we take a branch down, put it under, and lift up?
Wow, that's science. What is science when you have fighters?
The bard.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
Punt the halfling.
The bard will take the large ladder, put it under the well, and just.
The bard also assists. He manages to hammer it back home.
Can you give moral support?
You gently lower it down. Yay. It creaks a little. But it's fine.
Woohoo!
I'm going to look at the... So we're doing all this, I'm going to look at the contents of what he has in the
okay.
wagon.
How much do we get paid for this?
Food!
Yes. Yes, actually, here you go. He throws you a sack.
It's better be trail.
No more.
There's some bread.
Woohoo!
A few preserved fish.
Ooh, fish.
Some preserved meat. And a roundel of cheese.
Can we
did you want to buy some magical manure? Fertilizer?
Let's have a look.
Show my cart. You put it on the bag. Fresh stuff.
Ninja. No. Sorry.
Ninja doo doo.
You're
saying it wrong.
Oh no, it's him. Yes, here's 2 copper. I'll take 1 bag. He puts it in the back.
And it breaks again.
Yes, you can also have this. He hands you a small barrel.
Ooh.
It's beer.
Beer?
Beer.
Beer.
What barrel?
The halfling just gets slightly fatter.
My dog is a St. Bernard. It needs one of those barrels.
Dogs are St. Bernard.
The dog has it. The dog
honor,
has
let us honor our Lord by learning about...
Oh, I look after your money, don't I? Yes.
You investing?
Yes, I'm investing in...
That's another two copper for the pile.
Shares of something...
Shares of something better than manure.
Yes.
Right. Thank you. Thank you all. You have been greatly helpful. I will tell many of you all, and many stories will be sung. And
I'm growing.
Right.
Did you make sure to leave me out of those?
Yeah, no problem. You didn't really that helpful anyway. Apart from that, you're wearing a dress. So, off he goes.
What did you do?
He rides off down the road.
It's a good thing his animals didn't run off.
Zanatos hops off and walks back to the horses. Where's Sharia?
Is he heading the same direction as we are?
Weren't you watching?
She was sitting on
a
rock.
No, I was kicking the cart.
Don't tell me we lost her already.
She ain't sitting on the rock. She ain't sitting on that rock no more.
Where's she go?
Her horse is still there, next to Xanatos' horse.
For her.
Rock monkey got hot.
I don't have survival.
Oh well.
Is there any trees I can climb? No,
look at it. What?
Druid?
What? Do you have
survival?
Survival skill.
You can track thing!
You can't track it very well. You don't have the track feet, but you can have a go. Which is more than anyone else without.
She's better than the dwarf.
Yeah.
Hey, you have a dog. Show a sniffer out.
Yeah, the dog does have have scent.
Ooh.
If it's trained to do that, we need to figure out what the dog's trained to do.
It is.
Well, it's trained for combat because
it's trained to do.
Hold on to the chalk. We might need it later.
I think the dog that's trained for combat, if it's a riding dog.
Okay. They still can smell better. You
just write
your
scent
on top of
that's pretty. Okay. You look around the rock and you see that up into the forest, through the undergrowth, there appears some broken twigs like she's run directly into the forest.
That way!
Right!
Go and sniff.
It looks
chill.
Like sniffy. Sniffy!
Well, into the forest.
The dog looks at you confused.
Alright. I fell on the way here and I headed to the forest.
I keep forgetting
them.
My actual dog.
Well,
fine. If
I have survival.
Norman.
What do you do, call Ruby? Hey, you sometimes?
His mom just goes, oi, puppy. Oi, puppy.
I call a puppy too, and I'm
very
sorry.
I call a puglet.
Puglet.
She walks in the forest. What's she doing walking into the forest?
I don't know.
Maybe she had to go.
I'm getting the impression that she doesn't really want
she's
to get
back. She's
not
like a dwarf. She can't just whip it out and go off the wagon.
Let's see.
To follow the path.
You have survival skill.
Is it a clearly marked path?
No. It goes bursts through the undergrowth.
Come on, look.
It's
just D6 of dual damage.
It's sparse and intact. You can follow it.
When I had the Prince Albert in, it can do lethal.
And she has a fairly... Do you know what a Prince Albert was originally for?
Hmm?
You know what it was
he
for?
He will do.
What a Prince Albert was for. What the purpose of one was for.
No.
Originally. It was so you could strap your cock to your leg when you were riding.
So
it didn't flob around in your jodhpurs.
Flob. I love that word so much.
Jodhpurs. Your tight riding trousers.
Your leggings.
Yeah, so it didn't flob around in your jodhpurs.
See, were I to have that predicament, I would prefer that my... It wasn't strapped down.
Why?
Chris broke.
You can't imagine having it strapped to his leg. That's the problem. Imagine doing the splits if it strapped your leg.
Every boy around the
table. It must be uncomfortable enough with it strapped to your leg.
We can try and find the footprint now.
Is that magic?
Yep.
Hey, there's a magic chalk print on the ground. It's helping. You start to follow her through the woods.
All right.
You follow in her trail.
My roads are dirty. Wonderful.
Never. I will never get a Prince Albert. I promise.
You just the one with the vibrator.
Vibrating Prince Albert.
Maybe get a large enough gauge as possible. Hold on, I'm getting a call.
I can put Ruby's lead on it.
Yeah, we could strap Ruby to it. That'd be a great plan.
I just did a classic and a tattoo of $100 bill.
It wouldn't be taking Ruby for a walk. We'd be taking Ruby out for a wank, wouldn't we?
Well,
you horrible man!
Hey, every time your wife wants to blow 100, you gotta...
That's
like
funny.
That poor midget bled to death at the nudist colony during the Twitch competition. So, what I'll do is I'll put this on her back.
Yeah.
To a piece of skill.
That's a bit of... Yeah. Grogan draws a footprint on your back in chalk to increase your tracking
thank
skill.
Thank you, I'm here all week. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. You encourage him.
Slam it in the door. Okay.
That's magic.
Would you like anyone try a survival check to see how long it's been since you passed through here?
I shall. Fail.
Anyone else?
Survival you can do on train?
Yeah, you can. 18.
You reckon she passed through about 20 minutes ago.
Has it taken us that long to ask?
Hey, woo! 21!
Survival?
About 20 minutes ago.
No, 18 is straightforward. Not
we've been futzing with the wagon that long.
Well, we did drop it twice.
You see her?
And right? You didn't hear her run off?
No, because he was doing that.
When
he flipped up, he squatted and he couldn't concentrate.
I think that one caught. Yeah. I think that's when he was on a liquid diet.
Here's the glass bottle.
What's that man eating this time? Is that another one of those nerd ropes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ropes on a nerd.
I like these.
Nerd ropes. You'll have ropes to try a piece. Try a piece of nerd rope. There's no blue in it. There's a tiny bit of blue there, but that one's fine.
Zach just completely described
Lindsay has it's like gummy bear. Lindsay has huge problems with novelty food.
Ropes on a nerd.
Absolutely no comment.
Down in one.
Did you hear that?
No.
Zach completely described goggles. He said ropes on a nerd.
Where are your goggles today?
The straps.
Again.
Pretty well busted.
Mr. Whip Dagger.
All right. Here's the plan. He sleeps in them.
You okay? Are they nice, dear?
I used to, actually.
There's a toilet if you need to vomit. Are they a bit fizzy?
Brian Adams or something
a little bit sour.
No, a little tart.
I remember nerds are quite sour.
You don't admit things. I don't think
I'm going to be friends with you.
I admit everything. That way I have no secrets. Oh, yeah, well, you know you did this? Yes, upside down hanging Hank up from the Astrodome.
All right, I think Lindsay's going blind on your nerds.
All right, here's the plan.
Replace it with Narge and you have a funny joke.
Not really.
Okay.
Go!
The druid, the fighter, and the wizards will follow the trail, while the dwarves will cover behind them, making sure nobody gets doubled by clearing all the wood, these kindling things down, so that we may burn them. Or we can simply burn the trees, giving us a clear line of sight to the princess.
I'll get my flint.
Hey!
Wait, we'll burn
you might accidentally burn the
No, she won't. Accident. She will be in the clearing.
She can run fast. They're just trees.
It's not like you use them for anything other than making fire.
No.
I have a problem with you just burning down all the nice
trees. Well, you know you're an elf.
We'll recycle the charcoal down.
Yes, I have.
I'm wearing a joke. Talking about his dirty robes.
But they'll cry. They'll be sad. Where will the tree spirits go?
Don't make me correct you again, boy.
Don't worry.
Probably using the axes we used when we held the shield down.
Up and showing you that he's not wearing anything underneath it.
Scotsman secret attack.
And now a Scotsman doing the can-can. I love that skit. Okay.
By estimate, how much farther is she ahead of us?
You think she's traveling at a run, so it's hard to track.
If she's traveling at a run, it must be very easy to track.
It is, but you're going to have to run to keep up. Parts of it attached to some of the leaves and bushes as you run along.
Picking up the pace to catch her.
Okay.
After about
15 minutes
Royce,
or so,
run!
You
run
can
like there's XP at the end of the trail!
You can make me a listen check.
Oh yeah!
Rogue, make listen.
Are you riding your horse?
Why am I rolling high?
26.
On 16.
Well,
negative 10.
Whopping 3.
15. It's a 16.
26. You hear off to the right side shouts for help.
Hail!
Quick! Divert the fire that way!
Get away! Run!
Oh well.
It sounds like Sharia.
And I start.
There's also some
right.
growling occurring that you can also hear amid the screaming.
With my sword drawn.
Breaking her ankles!
Break out the that way.
Okay.
Grab the short bow.
Charging order. Of some description.
Charging order.
Give me a rough clearing.
Dwarves in back. We don't move that fast.
Manure guy.
Elfin back with Will. Elfin back with Will.
I don't suppose the mules will make it through the woods.
No, you may have tied those up the horses.
Crap.
Why?
They run faster than
I do. One of my specialties is fast physical activity, so I'll be out of breath, but still trying to burn him or away
from him.
Need a large something
base. I'm wheezing from all the running.
Needs a large something base.
What?
I'm going to rummage in your box.
Is that a wolf?
Yeah, no.
There you go.
I got a wolf.
Wolf will do, if it's large. That's good enough.
That would be the vampire dire wolf.
Where's Sharia? Where are you running? You're running this way?
Yeah.
Sharia is there. You can also head that way.
Who's that?
You're on a speeder bike?
No, it's a regular motorcycle.
There we go. That'll look. You're on a speeder bike. No, it's just a regular motorcycle.
F this!
I like that. That's funny. Right, whoever's ahead. Who's ahead? Who's fastest?
Me,
two, him, two or... that were tracking were ahead.
Yeah. No,
so, but you're faster than she is. Yeah. She's faster. She's a halfling.
I'm on a dog.
Oh, but she's on a dog, so she's faster than you.
I don't want to be faster.
I'm
wheezing.
You burst into the clearing to see...
Can a halfling burst?
She's kind of a riding dog. Boom!
Can I put a cork up her
ass? Yeah, but still, it's just like... It's more like a
rustle.
Person, I think
we... Yeah. Takes a couple of weeks.
Where's the ball?
Okay. The halfling pops into the clearing.
Followed by the fighter.
Yeah. With the fighter running along behind.
And hope the chain
ahead of you, you see the back end of a large black... No? Brown bear.
Ah! Bear!
Milk. There's a bear.
Bear!
Kill the bear!
As far away from you...
Right. Wonderful taking warning. Taking off the vest! Taking off the pants!
No! Initiative!
Not that bear.
Putting the codpiece back on, Frank!
18. 19.
It's Ned that's doing in charge of initiatives now because I'm too thick.
21!
I got very confused.
10.
3 for the bear!
I'm not last!
We're not used to that.
19.
Order.
19.
Who's higher?
I got dex 3.
3.
Roll it.
13.
11.
Shari is on
13. You
better
13. Be able to build out like the dwarf.
Rah, 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 rah.
21.
Oh my god!
19 plus 2.
My god.
Milo.
Dang, 20.
Bard beat you, and all he's going to do is go, fight well, la la, and you
know, that's not something Ragnar Hailstone would sing.
Royce.
Kill them!
Kill them all.
I'm actually going to compose this.
And what would be nice?
18.
Did you get the bear in chariot?
This motorhead's going to fight you for copyrights.
Oh, Xenatos as well.
I think
Xenatos is going on a startling 8. Sharia's on 13. Bear is on 3. You notice that Sharia is injured?
It's a retarded
bear. That'll serve you right, young lady, for running away.
It's one. It's a bear. Oh, I'm a bear.
Bear is what?
Three. Yeah, three. That's it. Three.
That's that dwarven symbol for three.
It's three.
Eight.
And
Sharia
13.
Numbers. Huh? Salt and sugar.
There's
colours.
Salt and sugar.
It's three.
Colours.
Yeah. My uncle tormented me as a child.
Hello. Okay.
And,
shut the door.
Milo and Royce, who's got the higher dex?
What's your dex?
20.
Okay, he beats me by 1.
You have 19 dexterity.
17, but.
3.
Plus
3. 5.
You're saying
that
plus
5.
I don't get the bonuses he gets.
Being a halfling.
Ragnar is first.
Ragnar Hellstorm will sing a good combat song. Happy, happy, kill, kill.
Strangely, everyone feels inspired by that.
This is why we bring him.
Who's next?
Milo.
Me! Oh, what are you doing? Uh-oh. There's a kind of clearing
Couldn't
between
I
you
get
and
action?
It.
Because I came in there first.
No, you just hit the clearing first.
Oh, okay.
That was there, right, actually.
That's the bear.
And then we broke initiative.
Just cast Charm Animal and get the encounter over with.
Who's on the motorcycle?
The
I think it's just out there.
Who's on the motorcycle? I think it was just thrown in there to confuse.
That was easy.
I want to double move
up to there.
Okay, you run as fast as a halfling possibly can, and you're still nowhere near. Who's next?
Royce.
Royce. I'm about to piss off a bear.
Have a go. Probably a bad idea.
Maybe next turn or three.
No. I pulled out my javelin.
He's got a javelin in a bear.
That's what he called it.
Don't miss.
Yeah, don't miss. You are throwing into combat.
She gets pegged in the shoulder.
Okay, how are we going to explain this to her, Dad? Will you take the javelin out of the forehead?
Is it -4 for throwing into combat?
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless you have point blank or
something.
Let's
see.
So we're saving Sharia by throwing spears at
him. Yeah.
Right, okay.
18.
Worry,
I'll hit the first 15.
Shot. I'm sure that there's good
practical
reasons for that.
I believe 15! Would just. Is that with the -4?
Yeah.
Okay, that just hits the bear.
Roll the 16 plus 3 dex, -4.
Dang, yeah. To the bear. Damage to the bear.
6!
Woo! The bear growls and turns around a little to see what's behind it.
Nope, 7!
7.
Ragnar Hellstorm will not be denied!
Stuff a lunch!
And as a free action, I grab my other hand with the Okay, let's go.
Whoa. What was the free action?
I go like this.
Oh, okay, that's fine, yeah. Who's next?
Next is Drew.
Are you plucking him?
God, you're
way back
there.
He's got like spines from hair sticking out of the back of his neck.
There's a reason he always plays dragons.
I know you're
not.
No.
I like that.
I'll just do my movement and wait.
Gorgeous name, not the description of his back hair.
If it heads to you, towards you,
towards me.
If it charges you, you'll cast a spell at it.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, me!
Bardock.
Do you care about the short guy?
No.
You're right there.
Bardock.
Right in front of me.
Bardock. Dandelion Island.
Double move. Up.
I brought the trash bag for the front
I'm going to kill a son of a bitch.
No.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Bet you run again.
Who's next? Except for the knackered Bardock.
Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina!
Oh,
you have a move of 40 as base because you're on your riding dog. So technically you could probably charge it from that.
You should charge it from that.
Or just cast Charm Monster. No. Charm Animal. You're a druid.
You got in the way.
Yeah, she couldn't charge it. Yeah.
You're
a
druid.
She may have charged it if a fighter wasn't in front of
her. It's like tattooed on your forehead.
You could double move to it, but not attack.
Nice.
Or you could try and cast a spell. Where you go?
Can I purify it because it's food?
No.
Ooh. Not yet.
You could untangle it
in the wind. Really
you could try to untangle it.
Alright,
move forward if you've got line of sight.
Maybe the guy who wrote the section on the
If you untangle it, you'll untangle Sharia as well.
Yeah, well, stop her running away. Stop her running away.
She can't get away. She's backed in between two tree balls of two trees.
Okay, well.
Good. Yeah, that's good. That's it. The nerd rope packet represents two trees. What are you doing?
Casting Entangle.
Okay, Entangle is cast.
Crap.
What am I rolling? No,
I
didn't.
Oh, I did just roll a 20.
Is it a reflex stick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is she aiming it?
Yeah, where you could maybe try just right to entangle here. The bear.
Yeah. If you aim like somewhere right around here...
You'll get the bear
You'll get the bear only.
Okay.
It's reflex partial.
However, it'll
no
still
resistance.
Be next
and
to
us.
And us.
And them. And some of the party, including yourself.
How?
Radius.
Just get her.
Yeah, I'll just get her.
Centered on them.
I'll do what David
40
says.
Foot.
No, no.
He's a good happening.
She can do it.
Somebody dig up me what's your DC for this? 14?
Should be on the next page.
Right in front of us. If she get it right.
14.
Congratulations.
And it's reflex, isn't it?
Congratulations, you just made it so we can't get
to
anything. Yes, that's what
I'm saying. Well, we said not to talk with my mouth full.
Good old liquid.
The bear fails. The bear is entangled.
Either way, if it's flat footed, I'll see.
Sharia, surprisingly, probably may fail. Sharia fails also. They are both heavily entangled by entanglement. Somebody work out the radius and draw it on, will they?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you cast it again?
On the bear.
On the bear.
So it's
Sharia.
Yeah. Sharia.
40 out to here.
Somebody grab them the map markers.
I'll have the craft chair.
Oh, I'm weak. It's heavy.
It's not
heavy. Is that my...
But the DMO's got the padded chair.
Yeah, but I'm a DM's wife and I want the padded chair.
And I'm standing up.
I have less fat on my ass. Right.
What was that?
I love you very much.
Yeah. Thanks.
Why did you just do that with a book?
What was upside down? Forgotten how to read.
My mummy says you're special, isn't she?
The book is printed in Chinese.
This chair is much comfier than mine was. You're not getting it back now.
Mandarin or Cantonese?
The rest of the radius.
Cantonese.
Yeah, it's right there.
Mental note. Next time, aim back behind the bear.
Okay.
Yes, I have done a Chinese woman. That's how I know that. 30 minutes later, again, I was horny.
That's funny.
It's all the MSG in there, you know.
What is it with you and MSG?
I don't know the hell. This
how
is
we doing?
Sharia.
Sharia is tangled and attempts to break free and abysmally fails because she's got the strength of a anemic net.
I'm allergic to MSG.
She screams.
Mervil.
Ah!
Yay. It's a very manly scream for a woman.
Oh! She's got a bear standing on the foot.
Single move, and I'm casting True Strike.
Very good.
I'm at least hitting once.
Even if it's just the entangle. Who be next?
Xanatos.
Xanatos moves forward. Get in there and rescue her!
Shut up!
Get
We're
in
working
there!
Working on
you
it!
First.
If she hadn't run away, she wouldn't charged. Need rescuing.
Rogan, double move.
You're supposed to look after
the
her.
The whole way. All that manure gathering is warming up.
That was 40. That's your spell.
And I pretty much faint on his back.
Oh. Idiot!
And the
point.
Horns go digging in.
Yeah. Or his horny helmet. Next.
Rogan's 40. Bear.
Bear! Tries to break free.
Oh, we're at the
What's
end.
The plus for strength of 27?
Minus 10 divided by 2. 17
seven?
Divided by... No. 27... 17... 17 divided by 2 was what?
Plus
8. The bear breaks free.
But it's only a half movement.
Yes, but it doesn't need to move anywhere, because dinner's in front of it.
Not if we're annoying it!
Wait. I hit it with a spear. Does it not come after me?
It's realized it's stuck in entangled. Dinner's entangled in front of it.
It's either a helpless prey or fighting prey. Good thing it takes a full move, a full action to break free of entanglement.
You're right. Full round action. Who's next?
Ragnar.
Ragnar Hellstorm. Ragnar Hellstorm is lying on his side, spinning blades while playing the guitar.
I dream about that goddamn name. It haunted me for like 4 days.
Yes, I will spin forward 30 feet on my back while playing the bass guitar.
No one will fault me. I'm surprised that this pug's not called Ragnar Hellstorm.
So I did not realize that he's doing it.
Yeah, I just hate to see what happens.
Yeah.
Breaks a string.
Okay. I have 24 strings. I can play with 23.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, don't make me pull a Dick Cheney.
Milo. Okay.
Milo, get in there.
Bear's right there. You're right there. Come on. Man.
Get in there.
How?
I'm on the ground spinning around
in
a British schoolboy uniform.
We're back.
You look like a quail to me.
Perhaps we should wait till she drops the spell.
Much yes, like we did last time. Let the bear move faster.
Can't she drop the spell once it's formed?
Yes.
At any
time. As free action.
Everybody readies in action.
Everybody readies in action for the spell to drop.
There's only a problem.
Oh, it's the beginning of the new round, right?
Yeah.
It was.
Fast.
Okay.
That's why you have to role
so
play.
Next?
Because role play trumps rules.
Right?
Yeah, ready in action for to drop the spell.
What are you readying?
Nowhere in the rules does it say a dwarf can sit on his back playing a guitar. I just said it
did.
So he can't.
Milo's still doing something. I readied a sling when she drops this spell.
That's a ranged weapon, you idiot!
What?
It's not a range.
Who's next?
Yes,
she can beat the bear to death with a rock.
What's the reflex save on the entangle?
It's her save, DC.
What's the reflex save?
14.
Are you running in?
Yeah.
So make it. You would think that they made this thing, everything octagonal, it would make the game easier.
I have movement, move me in 15.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, and I break out my chain.
Okay.
Oh,
you're at minus
broken.
4 while in the entangle effect to use your chain.
Drew.
Because you got it. in the entanglement. You're surrounded by waving plants, and you can't do that very well.
Don't need to do that.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you do.
Stabby weapons much better.
Yeah.
Than swinging weapons. Anyone with a great sword would also be at a disadvantage in an entangled effect.
That's why you need
especially
the halberd.
If it was grass, fine, but this is a forest, so it's everywhere.
That's why you need a halberd.
I kick him in the nuts.
Who's next?
Foot ain't that long.
Drew.
Drew, I want to cast sleep.
Here,
Mr. Here we go again. No.
It might be a girl bear.
I cast sleep. Next encounter.
Next encounter. What level is it?
5'10"? 5'10"?
Where are you putting it?
Range is more than
it's big.
40 feet plus whatever.
Range on sleep, big. Sleep's a great spell for level 1.
Yeah.
It just really sucks when you get to a higher level.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it only affects
the range on sleep
CRs.
Is 100 feet plus 10 foot per round, per level.
Oh, yeah. He's got it.
He's got the whole party.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 10 foot radius.
Yeah. You affect 4 hit dice of creatures.
Right.
What are you getting, the effect?
Just him.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Your spell goes off.
Nothing happens.
It looks too funny.
It has endurance.
Hey,
he doesn't need endurance. He's a brown bear.
Yeah.
I also got more for him.
Bard up. Bard up. Ready in action for the spell to drop.
Me to sleep?
What are you doing?
I'm ready in action. The spell drops. Charging in.
Very good.
Well, running as far as I can.
Really me now.
I'll drop my spell.
You drop the spell. Are you doing an action as well? It's a free action for you. You could charge. You could cast something.
Can I sling?
You can sling off the back of your horse.
Okay. I don't have a horse.
Sorry,
I have a dog.
It's a very short horse.
It's a dog that's hung like a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Keep dragging nice. Along the ground.
There's a little fly on my paper.
Just sling it. That's pretty good.
What?
21.
That'll hit the bear. Damage the bear.
What, with my 1d3?
Yeah, with your 1d3.
2.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, 2.
And now the ready actions go off.
Who go, you be you.
Me.
Sling from the thief.
Sling.
Sling.
Pink.
Hold on one.
You hit, you kill
it shoots
you
off.
She's dead.
It shoots off and almost hits Ragnar Hellstrom, but it just doesn't.
Fortunately, Ragnar's on the ground playing the guitar upside down.
Who's the next ready to action?
Be you. There's only two ready to action.
Yeah.
I go. Yeah, I go for you. Double move me in.
Yeah, I'm toward the end.
It's not
double
anymore.
Yeah, it is. Battle hammer.
And you barely.
You're in my way!
Who's next?
If you fight well, I have beer.
Is that it for rated actions?
I don't want none of your beer. It's probably already
beer. Can
once.
I make a run action?
God, I boss you in the butt with my head!
Sure.
There's a problem
like
with
police
your beer.
Academy movie.
Sharia.
He's still entangled.
Learned her lesson and stops bleeding.
Sharia, she's still entangled. Oh, yes, she dropped it. She's still stuck. She tries to poke it with a stick she's picked up.
That's a small club.
And misses.
It's a sap.
She says.
It's a sap.
This girl and I are going to have a long talk.
She is a very manly girl.
Help! Who's next?
And has a very poor Texas accent.
I don't know.
Not
what
supposed
can
to
I
be
say?
Texas. It's
supposed
to be
Texas.
She was trying to say
yeah,
Oklahoma.
It's not supposed to be Texas.
Oklahoma. Thank you.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Penelope Pitstop.
Maybe
not
they didn't get
that.
Oklahoma sucks that much.
Dick Dastardly.
I told you that one.
It's a kid's cartoon.
It's a little kid's cartoon where loads of different cartoon characters have a little race, and there's Penelope Pitstop, and she always gets stolen. Right.
She's also been in another cartoon where with the anthill mob and the hooded claw. Not that I've known anything about kids.
Alcohol. What?
Who's next?
Who's next?
The biggest risk manager in the building.
Merville.
Yeah.
Or he's most of us.
Firing my short bow.
Oklahoma really sucks.
Go for it.
Thankfully, True Strike boosts me on this one, so.
-4.
Why does it...
Plus 20.
It's plus 20 to hit.
Still -4.
So he's at a plus 16?
Yep.
Actually, factoring in my dex, I'm at a whopping plus.
Woo! 1!
Yeah.
Shut up.
He hit.
Oh, yeah. Not a 1.
You
welcome
hit.
Welcome to the 5% chance of utter failure. You walk 20 feet and you fall on your face. You get up, you walk 20 feet, you fall on your face.
5.
Wait.
6. Sorry, forgot him.
Surprisingly, yeah, everyone. He's surprisingly quite bolstering to the damage. I've won.
We're here to this little plan.
Does your inspiringness just add to damage, or does it add to everything?
Adds saving throws to hit to damage.
Plus one.
I must start remembering.
That's why I passed my saving throw.
Xanatos.
Xanatos walks forward a bit more.
To, saving throws for morale.
Get in there! Distract it! You!
Like
go left! You! Go right! Get in there!
Shut up! We're working!
Do you mind? I'm through my middle of my solo right now.
As we're hearing this unamplified bass guitar being plunked in the back.
If he's given all those directions, I would end up running in a circle.
Which way?
I want to grab him and say, go around and protect her.
Just hit the bar!
I'll put your head straight down and run.
But you have a tattoo of a bear on your back!
Wait, you said go straight, no right, no left, I don't know where!
Hit the bear!
Who's next?
I throw my axe then.
At the bear. Is it your go? You throw your axe at the bear.
Oh, fuck him in line.
Through one, two, three, four people. And into combat.
Hey, that's
crazy! Hey, trajectory.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with a more intelligence, so straightforward.
He stands on the
mirror.
It has exit. Which one is he? Okay, that's fine. I thought he was the one directly behind me, and I was really,
throwing axe of exit
wound. Oh, no, Xanatos is in the way.
You're in the way, too.
Okay,
so Xanatos is behind us.
Everyone in the party except us are in the way.
15 feet. And then I'll throw it.
Go for it.
Now no one's in the way.
Except for her.
That's if he misses.
Yeah.
Me missed.
Thankfully, he totally missed.
Tasha's uncontrollably hideous sister.
At least I'm pretty certain he's totally missed.
Yeah. Three with an 84.
Yeah, you totally missed. It hit some trees just off to the right. Who's next?
Bear.
Arr!
Pussy!
Pussy.
Your mama was a kitten, your father was a badger.
They're pissed off at berries by being attacked from behind. Okay. Wants to eat this woman in front of him. It's pretty pissed off. Turns
you,
around.
Give me that dice.
It turns around and charges towards behind it.
Give it.
Who is that?
Give it.
Chris.
give me the dice.
You're sitting there huffing. I'll kill you when I'm done breathing.
Why does it have improved grapple? How stupid. Claw attack.
Chris gets an attack of opportunity. Yeah.
Is it grappling?
No, it's not grappling. It's a bear. It's going to bite you.
Don't worry.
I'm assuming its primary attack's bite. Yeah, it's the one that does most damage and is hardest to hit.
Okay,
13 won't hit you, will it?
Nope.
Thank God for that. Oh, no, make it 15 because it's charging.
That will hit.
That would miss me.
But it's easier to hit now, Tim.
I just freaked out by people standing behind me. Sorry. Oh, really? 18. Really, really?
Lord, be nice.
I have a really sharp elbow.
How are you on the hit point,
you really? Grab my axe!
14.
I'm 14.
That would drop me.
14.
The cleric's dead.
You're not dead, you're dying.
You're at negative.
Who's going to heal me?
Ooh, me!
My chuck.
Oh, fuck. get my dice out.
Cleric's down!
Minus 4.
I don't have any heal.
I can heal you.
With what?
Crowbar.
I don't like that
a crowbar.
I can heal you.
Heal!
You can heal and train. I only have a
cleric's down! Who's next? Knock the cleric over. Come on, dramatically. Grrr, says the bear. Who's next?
Oh, I have heal.
Hey!
Ah, crap.
Is it heal like a wisdom thing?
Yeah.
You can have a wisdom of 45 for all you know. Intelligence of 4. Very wise.
That's how he does it. Die.
Forest jump. Oh.
I've learned a lot.
The bear's starting to chew the cleric on the ground.
I think it's Ragnar Hellstorm.
Ragnar! The cleric is down!
Can I bring in a warlock?
He'll live. They'll make you survive. Xanatos might have heal. Sharia might have heal. She might have a cure light wound spell memorized at level 1 instead of magic stone.
Last time somebody in this store had a party right, member die. Not only do we loot the body, my character offered him up as a burnt offering.
At least you didn't chop him up for spell cards.
Hey, I was going to animate him.
Ragnar, are you doing anything?
Yeah, Ragnar, we'll skip forward.
Skip.
Remember, he skips everywhere he goes.
Well, no, doing the whole guitar kick.
That's his bat, I guess.
Am I the only one that recognizes this guy?
Who's next?
Can you say Twisted Sister 80s band?
No, you can't say Twisted Sister's 80s band, because Dean Snyder couldn't dance like that if he wanted to.
Royce.
Step forward.
Yep.
What happened to me?
You're stepping forward.
You ready? For after Wilhelmina.
I did, and I threw my sword.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's where you go.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's a hold action.
No, that's a ready.
Yeah. It's moved down.
You go hold, you go all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Ready, you go ready after where you're ready for.
Yeah. You give up your action until after hers.
Okay.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Mike, step forward.
Yep.
You're on the cleric's face.
No, I'm not. I'm behind the cleric. Swing away.
Fucking cleric's already down. You'll hit automatically.
Are you trying to hit the cleric?
Two hit
is 22.
That hits, shockingly, the large creature in front of you.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty pissing my pants right about now.
Damage.
Coming.
473d6.
I should have given this bear a halberd. That was so legit.
No, it's not a bear. It's a bear folk. Yeah, it's a bear folk.
I'm trying to hold my head. 13.
Pretty good. Shame it's a
7
bear.
And 6. No, wait.
Who's next?
13.
Who'll be next?
Drew.
Drew!
All right. Well,
dash in and heal the cleric. Oh, no. You're a wizard.
I'm a
magic missile the cleric.
I don't have that one.
Wait for you to dash in and test your life.
Nope. That's one thing I do not. Nope.
Mm-mm.
David.
There you go.
Charge from there.
Nope.
Cast Tensor's Floating Disc.
I've been my sleep
twice. Confuse the
today,
bear.
So. They weren't last night.
He doesn't need any help sleeping.
No, he does not. I'd already tried that and it didn't work. All right.
Give me a
minute.
I'm just pointing. There he is.
All right.
Charge.
Bring me
another
cannon.
No.
He just
like my wife.
Actually, splash.
Hey,
there we go. Roll the hit. Plus an attack. 5 plus 1 for him. Plus my dexterity is 8. Yep, okay, I missed it.
Took attack. He missed. Who's next?
Wilhelmina.
Willie, what are you doing?
It's a $1,000 ticket there. $1,000 ticket to Brazil.
I was trying to figure out what the ice cream was in there, but I don't even know.
Get in there.
It's like 3 quarters
for everything. Get in there. Get cast.
It's double.
Yes, I'll go and cast Cure Light Wounds on the cleric.
See, that's the problem.
Enough. All right.
Yay!
D8 plus 1.
Which is a
D8. Seconds, so
that's
a D8.
More than 2.
8!
Okay.
The cleric lies on the floor and goes,
bastard!
Yeah. Does anybody have a second?
Now it's me, right?
Very much so.
Yes, now it's you.
Now it's you.
Now it's you. Now it's you, Milo.
Hey, hey.
Is this a good ice cream to have?
What? Drumstick, yes. Let's see if we got a little bit of chocolate at the bottom. Sling
into combat.
Yes,
go for it.
If I kill you again, I'm sorry.
He's on the ground. You're more likely to hit him.
I'm a halfling.
You're more likely to hit him.
He's a halfling. I'm a dwarf.
You're more likely to
very
hit him.
Thick.
He's firing into combat again.
If he hits me, I'm gonna yell stop it.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Not much.
9 with his thing.
Oh wait, 14 damage.
What?
Is that factoring in the
minus?
I forgot his one. A 9 total.
9, that's with the minus 4.
Yes.
So you'd have missed the bear.
Yeah, but the bear's minus 2.
And it'd have missed you. So he misses entirely.
Kill a squirrel.
Yeah, a squirrel dies far
yes,
away.
Yes, I killed one finally. As it ricochets off the top of the bear's cranium, which is the thickest part on the bear, it doesn't hurt it at all. It goes and hits
roll
the squirrel.
Roll an 8 in the tree. It's plus 1, right?
I rolled a 7 and got plus
1. Bad.
You're at 4.
I'm 4.
It's you.
I'm up.
Yeah, it's your view.
Stabilization?
Stay put! No, she healed him.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I wouldn't stand up.
Right
I'm
here,
a big being dead.
Stand up my ass. I'm swinging at his knees.
Minus 4 to touch the ground?
Yeah.
I think it's minus 2.
4.
Well, that's a bit complicated.
Yeah, so 4 plus
4 plus 3, 7.
Wow.
8 with this thing.
Prone attack.
I got a 9. I missed.
I don't intend to be on the ground much.
You're a dwarf. Yeah. You're close enough.
Sharia.
Sharia runs forward.
At the, the bear?
No, she tries to run around the bear. Not understanding attacks of opportunity. No. No. She, she gets to there. She heads towards Xanatos.
Oh, well, double move. She's
down. Yeah, yeah.
First position, feet back or back. Is it Xanatos taking her someplace
she doesn't want to go?
For yeah.
Well, Merville.
Walk upside down.
Merville.
Merville.
Myrtle.
Merville.
Myrtle, Myrtle, Myrtle. Myrtle the turtle.
How is that?
Strange.
Why?
You moved to here.
I don't know.
It's got
poison in it.
Casting mage armor.
No, it's good. Eat it.
Casting mage armor on myself.
Oh, that's good.
Eat it.
Waste all your spells on the bear.
That's very brave.
One of us is going to survive.
I'll take the
cleric. I'll take more try, but it might be good.
You might well.
I don't think I can reach the cleric that fast.
Bring it.
Yeah, I'll do it on touch.
Xanatos. Kill the bear. Kill it. It is enraged.
Wait.
Who's next?
Me.
Thank you, Captain.
I pull out the great sword and charge.
He charges. Go for it. Plus two for charge.
Oh,
18 plus two plus three plus.
That hits. Another lot.
It's a 20, like four.
It hits.
Yeah.
That's what great sword.
As a great sword goes 2D6 into the
2d6 plus your strength and a half.
That's
plus,
gonna hurt.
That's it.
Gone
no, plus one from him.
Gonna hurt. He's trying to pull out enough dice.
2d6 strength and a half plus one.
The bear away.
How is that?
Don't worry, I get the barrel looking back. I hit him for exactly
9.
13. 14.
11, 12, 13, 14.
You got his plus 1.
I'm not playing.
Yeah, that was really his plus 1.
13.
So now his damage is down. Now he has plus that, right?
It's seriously bleeding. Who's next? Say the back.
I'm
going to
try to
back
it up.
You won't next.
Touch
anything.
What?
Yeah.
Next is bear.
Bear! You're the only one. It goes to attack you.
He bites you in the face and crits.
Actually, it's going to split its attacks. It's going to split two claws. On prone fighter, can't get to the chain fighter. You can have a bite.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
It's going to make out with you.
16.
Nope.
God damn it. 23.
Oh, wait, I charged, so yeah, that would have hit.
What, 16?
Yeah.
Take 9.
Yes.
I think the barbarian is.
Oh! An additional 4.
He's a fighter.
Oh.
He's going to the dwarven defender.
Oh. And it misses the dwarf on the ground.
Yeah, because he gets a plus 4 to his AC.
Yeah.
Misses the dwarf on the ground?
Yeah, it's split its attack. You got a claw and Grogan got a claw and a bite. Are you unconscious?
I never understood.
Nope.
It's on his website.
Whee! Who's next?
That.
Who next?
Top of the order, Ragnar Hellbear.
Ragnar Hellstrom!
Ragnar Hugbear? Ragnar Huggy Bear.
I like that.
See, Ragnar can
the Care Bear of Doom.
Get in there, Ragnar.
Yes, Ragnar will do the whole leg kick backwards.
You're just dancing around the battlefield. Who's next?
After Ragnar is Poyce.
Poyce.
Okay.
Ragnar Hills. Yes, I'm doing it again. It's him. Go 15, on.
16.
Huh? 16 will hit the bear. The best bear. Kill the bear.
The bear. Trying to kill the bear. Bears.
Breakfast.
14 again.
The bear falls to the ground, panting.
And he says he needs something long and hard. Flexible's better.
What?
You are feeling the bear with your flexible weapon.
I shall forfeit its head.
It dies. The bear is dead. Long live the bear.
Get down the skull!
I want the fur.
I think Xanatos wants the anus.
My belly crick, come now.
I go and push the bear off the door.
I want it to...
Sorry.
You smash it.
Where's the girl at?
She's back with old gray hair.
You! She runs over to you and gives you a big hug.
Is it a bear hook?
No, it's just a big hook. You're so strong. You killed that bear all on your own with this bendy thing. Oh, you're such a man.
You!
I think I just lost 26 sanity!
With a bath and some good clothes?
I found someone dumber than me.
Wow.
In this kind of green you like, you're almost handsome.
Oh, you don't like being
almost handsome, she says.
speechless?
I think you should stay by me. Perhaps you can ride on my horse.
Not in it.
I prefer to walk, but I'll walk your horse.
That'll be fine.
As the shock is like still going, as I'm still kind of trying to contemplate this, my brain is going,
ooh, you're strong.
The hamster's trying to run, but it can't.
I want to run away, but I can't. I'm frozen to place by fear.
Once in a while, man. The hamster's kind of fumbled in his head.
Thanatos is shaking his head and walking back to the world.
If they get scary, just put your hand over your eyes.
I can't. How's wrong with you?
They can't.
Yelling at the girl.
She hides
behind
him.
What were you doing on the ground?
The bear fell on me.
A likely story.
Twice?
Why would you let it
with its mouth?
You're a dwarf. You're not supposed to let things fall on you.
It wasn't my fault. He killed it too quick.
I thought.
Quick! Why did you run away?
I thought, well, I don't really want to go. And, well, I ran into the forest and I was going to go home, but I ran into the bear and it chased me out. I tried to fight it off, but it bit me.
Do you even know which way home is from here?
It was the hell away from you people. But now,
I'm
I got him.
Hey, I like that.
He'll look after me.
People too, but man,
protect me from the short one.
Watch her.
Run down the road next time.
Watch her.
Ragnar's got a new helmet. Ragnar's got a new helmet.
Tire with the chair. Train, I don't care.
Hate you.
Before you're excited.
Back on the road.
Can I change my life to something evil? just put some arrows in them, and then we can discuss the alignment change later.
Xanatos, do something about her.
Wasn't this something that you wanted before?
All right. He walks over and has a quick chat with Sharia.
Before I saw her.
Who is pointing and making doughy eyes in his direction. And making sort of strong arm motions. And you just think she's trying to persuade him that maybe he's better than whoever she's going to meet.
Do I see my axe?
Yeah, it's embedded in a tree.
Okay.
I can retrieve the squirrel I killed.
Okay. It looks stunned. Better. It's not dead, it's stunned.
Yes!
That's the last great hope of the Kirkpun Nation dies. Unfortunately, it was a level 7 squirrel. You only put D6 wounds to it.
What's that to do with squirrel death?
Walk right through the sonic minefield, why don't I?
And he pulls out the little plus 7 squirrely dagger of wrath.
Squirrel is the only stun.
Fortunately, it was a level 7 squirrel.
I get sneak attack on top of that.
Nice. It comes right off.
Oh, you broke it now.
For those of you listening at home, he just coup de got the squirrel.
Ned, you gotta find that monstrous, that big, giant, colossal monster of legend squirrel. You gotta find that.
Kick it on the head. Bugs Bunny, your number
for
episode.
You
can't
do
what it takes.
Yeah. Find it. Hey, kids, what are you doing? Some of you are injured, are you not? Grogan's almost missing an arm.
The cleric!
I'd be bleeding here.
Cleric! Do what I told you to make the character for in the first place.
I guess that's something to go, Brett.
Heal people.
Yourself included.
It's not like in the old days where you actually had to take the healing domain. No, everybody can catch everything.
Yeah,
bandages. Weaklings.
I'm an evil cleric of undeadness, but I can cast heal. Just in case.
I can cast.
Need mature, Brett.
Okay, I got a headache right now.
No, I can
legit use for heal spell for evil player.
Sorry.
Oh god, I broke my head.
Torture. Hang on.
Okay.
Are you casting some healing spells?
Yes.
I got sneak attack on
you. We almost killed it. We killed
him. That's why you killed the torturer.
Raise.
Great. Was surprised.
What was?
Oh, I would say
the squirrel.
So.
He thought, at last, someone will heal me! And then his head came off.
And well, no, now he's in heaven going,
I'm
free.
We're having a bit of a squirrel.
Look at all the nuts.
That's a joke. Well, as soon as everyone gets ready, we should head back to the to the trail before someone takes our wagon.
Yep.
Exactly.
I just want
6 points. Woo! How many points do you get? 96 hit points.
14 hit points. 13.
That's not bad.
He has one more than I do.
He's dead on his feet. It's the only problem having a fighter that doesn't actually get next to someone.
I'll hit you with another one.
The fighter tends to take all the damage.
Yeah.
10 points.
It's not a good thing, generally, when you've only got two.
We only got two fighters.
Did anybody else get hurt?
No.
Shockingly.
My pride.
Nope. Just the dwarves.
Oh, the squirrel.
Fuck the squirrel.
No.
Don't.
No. No.
Last healing spell on me.
Don't do that.
Happy
looking squirrel.
It's like one of those bobblehead things. When he's not sticking,
when he's not looking, punt the halfling.
Yeah, I get it. I'd like to get on that one.
What does punt mean? Well, in England, punt means to have a flat kind of boat and to sort of
do like a gondola.
No, what he means is kick the halfling.
Oh, okay.
Drop kick. In an American football game, when you take the ball, drop the kick, it's called a punt.
It's not called a kick, even though that's actually what you do.
It's a type
when they
kick.
Play women's rugby,
really?
They do
there's
a kick.
There's multiple types of kick. There's free kicks, drop kicks.
You know, when you kick it through the uprights.
That's not a punt.
That's a place kick. You place the ball on the ground.
See, when they play women's rugby.
A punt
yeah,
is
when they play ladies' rugby, that's a punt.
They do that in rugby also. They run
well,
and kick it.
Well, then technically, wouldn't it be
kick the halfling? I'm thinking, take the ball, drop it,
I don't care.
Kick it.
As long as I get to kick the halfling.
His head is shaped like a football. He looks like Stewie.
And I'm wearing my good
like
boots.
Stewie. Your only
well, that's what happened. When he was a baby, his mom dropped him on his head before his cranium had time to harden.
Okay.
No, his head was all like...
Well, that's all my level one gooey. Spells.
Gooey. It's still all gooey.
Nobody screw up for the rest of the day.
I got one.
It's not even lunchtime.
Rest.
When you screwed up, I charged it in there. I had to use two spells on you.
You want, like,
if it wasn't for me, you'd be eating. I was doing just fine. Oh, yeah, you were looking real good.
I was.
Look, beer.
Nope, nice beer.
In a moment, we're arguing.
Hey, I got to beat him up and take his money.
Wait a minute, come back.
It's ours, right?
He might have more money when we
it's
get
gonna
back.
It's going to be hard, considering you don't have one.
Where is he going to get more money?
Oh, something equivalent to
from
an
the guy that hired him to hire us.
Like what?
So when we get back, I'm going to piss out in the park.
Balled up.
You ever tried to throw a wet leaf?
Balled up, yes, you can
die on the way.
That was way too much running for a dwarf.
Well, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to pass out in the park.
You return to the road.
Poor
everything's
goat.
There.
Mm-hmm. We hide, we get up.
The farmer who you helped is stayed with your stuff, so it didn't get nicked. He says,
very nice, sir.
What's nicked?
Stolen.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry.
Pilfered.
Cut slightly with a knife.
I did.
Yeah, that's also the same.
If we get to the trail, I'm guessing this morning about how big my robe is.
Apparently, I'm now walking the bitch.
Yeah. She's her arm looped through yours and is pointing out flowers and naming trees to you. She also picks a couple
wrong.
And puts them in your hair. Do you have a helmet on?
Put my goat and cart
right,
back
here, here, use mine.
She puts them
your
in your hair.
Put my goat and cart back out there.
Smelly and dwarven.
Hang on, have you actually boiled the flesh off that yet? Or is
done.
It just chopped off
put
the head to hold it
like,
out of it?
Yeah, it's kind
of
like...
So there's still gore dripping off it.
Yeah, like, shake it off.
I'll go lovely with the flowers.
No, I move before he does that.
That one's poisonous.
I'm a dwarf.
Look,
I can get it for hours. You're human.
Look, it looks
poisonous.
Lovely.
First, you
got
to get
lovely
to play
it.
Oh, wait, you're wearing platform
look,
shoes.
You use it. It makes a crack in the spot.
I forgot that. You know what's really sad? It's
a shame you're too short to do that.
Hey, Hal.
Yes.
What's really sad is you can actually reach him and put it on the head because he's wearing platform shoes.
He's 6 foot tall with platform shoes.
Don't lose the coke.
I'm looking forward to the picture.
That's what they are.
Cool.
Just get one of those fat Elvis pictures and put a beard
fat Elvis picture with a beard and a top hat. And a great big burger and a guitar in the other hand.
Okay, have Elvis with that's dressed up like a guy from Decadent or Disturbed. And you got
so,
Hell's, you got Hell Hugging.
Xanatos is riding behind you.
Yes.
He's keeping an eye on you. Occasionally, Shari will try to massage you in an inappropriate place, across your chest, perhaps, or down your bicep, and Xenotoph will cough politely, and she'll stop.
Aren't I walking her horse in front?
She's still reaching down. See? She's stroking you.
She's got long arms. She could be in the NBA.
Because you are. Aren't you really?
She wants you to shag her leg.
Hey.
What? Ow!
He doesn't look like a gnome to me.
Oh, sorry, but this emotion doesn't work for me.
She's hoping. Hey,
pretend she's a man.
What can we say?
You'll be right at home.
She hasn't had a lot of experience.
Limp the chain.
We can tell by the lack of a real beard.
I'm clean shaven, thank you very much.
Not really.
We're talking about Sharia.
She's got like a handlebar going on.
She's young yet.
She's not
on
that
we
bad
go
looking, it's just...
You continue. Lunchtime lands. Just there's plenty of bear meat. A squirrel carcass.
Squirrel!
He's obsessed with nuts.
Dinner is good. Sharia feeds you. Brings bear your dinner to you. Sits down beside you. I got you the best bits. You look so strong. You so need all this. She's got given you twice as much as anyone else.
You needed the gonads.
I did.
Hey, that's a good idea for manliness. She heads off and pulls off the bear balls out of the thing and gives them to you. Would you like the eyes?
Pray they're
like
cooked.
Coconuts.
Like crunchy on the outside, creamy on the inside. Scum.
Remember, this is what going through my head. There's money at the end of this. There's money at the end of this.
Eat the balls, eat the balls, eat the balls.
Chew, 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 chew.
And it does play, Finn. It does play.
Hey, you know what? Rocky Mountain oysters actually aren't that bad.
Oh my god, he ate them!
Dwarves all point and laugh.
He did it! I didn't think he'd do it!
Ah, sure he didn't pay up!
Oh, crap.
She starts to massage your neck while you're finishing the dinner.
You elves have problems.
No, I said you elves didn't have a white chromosome.
Nuts!
Not that bad. I feel stronger already.
Great. Perhaps I can cook up the... Yeah, is there anything else you kill? Goblins and such?
They taste green.
You ate goblin?
Long night in a very dark dungeon.
It was a college prank. You never saw him again.
Exactly. I should punch you for that one.
Only because it happened.
Alright, well, what's my thing? You don't think that ice cream's very nice?
No. You don't like a drumstick?
I think I might have liked the vanilla one, but I got chocolate one.
Yeah, the vanilla one's much better.
Yeah.
The chocolate one's a bit...
Too chocolate.
Yeah, I might have...
You're not a big fan of the chocolate one.
Mom and his husband.
What's a blank? Banana?
A reminder of home.
We have a joint bank account. We only have a joint bank account. It's fine.
In fact, we have two joint bank accounts.
See, he pulls out a dollar, she takes...
He's smart, I didn't trust you.
Hey, how many sessions have we had so far?
This is number three.
Curious.
You're almost leveling.
We're almost second level. Actually, right now, if you ask me right now, we can level up and down.
Yeah, almost. Probably got enough XP just off the bear.
Yeah.
So, you continue after lunch.
Yeah.
Through the woods. The rest of the day passes uneventfully. There's very little in the forest. You occasionally see the sight of some animals scurrying away.
Ragnar's changing costumes.
Okay. So, what is it, the afternoon?
It's getting on towards evening. Xenophos pulls out his map. I think we're nearly there. We should camp here for the night and then break from the trail in the morning.
Sounds good.
Wait, you think?
Steve has a rules question.
Well, look at the map. You look at the map. There's some big squiggles. What's that?
Oh, Steve has a rules question. Bob doesn't.
Oh, pick me!
Shut up!
Man, that reminds me of high school so much.
You were attacked from behind with a battle axe constantly.
Chem book, besides the point.
Chem book.
So they won't leave there in fire and you're hitting the back of the head with books. That explains everything.
He was the last one picked for dodgeball.
No, that was the only sport I was good at.
Xenotoph
shows you
the
map. There's some vague squiggle that might be a road, some vague place names, and he went, I think we're here, and we need to be here. So I think we should break north.
Quick! On three!
No, it's getting dark. We're going to rest here.
Okay.
Let him go. You agree?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Why not?
Let's see. We should get there by, no, lunch tomorrow, I would think.
Have you ever been here before?
No, I don't think anyone has. See how old this map is? He waves it to you and some bits fall off.
Wait, don't do that.
This shop needs a Starbucks.
Here's a question.
Yeah. Here's an answer. No, you can't have that prestige class.
You suck.
Yes, he does.
I actually called it. That's amazing.
I know.
Hey, what? What?
Prestige class weapons expert.
There you go. Oh, God, I'm going to put my nose as well.
It's called pollen. You refuse to take allergy tablets, so you deserve everything.
I've never had allergies.
Yes,
God
well,
damn it.
You've lived in Texas before.
Well, you've gotten here now.
Yeah.
Texas is crazy.
What are you?
Why are there some goddamn plants everywhere?
And beasts.
Cook the damn things down.
Yeah, and the beasts.
Right, cut the damn things down. Right,
you
rest. I'll take first
lunch.
I'm wearing a power like some Rocky Mountain oysters.
Mmm.
You know what they are, don't you?
The balls of something unfortunate, I would suspect.
A big bull. Deep fried as butter.
Why deep fry everything?
It tastes better that way.
It's like, well, yeah, I suppose if you're going to eat balls, you may as well stuff them with chilies as well. Soak them in anything. Drowned in tomato ketchup. Your balls will taste like tomato ketchup. Thank God.
Hey, the most ball sweat taste off them.
Yeah, yeah, get that thing. Get those things a good scrubbing and fuck them well shaven.
Hey. Hey, the most expensive cough in the world is actually passed through the digestive system of a cat before you cook it. The most expensive coffee, $300 for a pound, actually passed through the digestive system of a cat in the Peloponnesian Islands before you eat it.
Peloponnesian?
Yeah. Out there in the...
That was Robert Wilson.
Peloponnesian?
Yeah, Peloponnesian.
Chicken and bone.
Yes, actually, I named that when I was working at Reaper. That's Oswald the Overlaid Henchman.
Oswald.
Well, he looks like Patsy from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. We're thinking, who's the ultimate Patsy?
A keg.
Harvey Oswald.
A lantern.
Oswald.
Some pouches. A bag.
All right.
Another keg. A bedroll.
We're pitching tents for tonight.
Are you putting a watch on this evening?
Of course we are.
Who is watching in the first watch?
We will put up a Rolex, a Timex.
I'll take the first watch because I intend to sleep the rest of the night.
I want the second watch.
The second watch?
I'll take the third watch, which is the suckiest ass watch there is, but I'll take it.
You haven't
I
stayed?
Had the misfortune of being with him on third watch.
I got first watch.
You take a watch.
Number four. I'll take.
Do you want the Rolex or the Timex or the Kiseko?
We already used that joke.
The night passes uneventfully. The morning arrives. You eat more bear. There's a tiny bit of squirrel left.
Yes.
Would you like some bear and ever?
Squirrel bacon.
No, thank you. I already had enough of the balls.
Ragnar moved one spine foot step away.
5 foot. It's all right. He's got a reach weapon.
I forgot. That's what the smell of cheddar was. Yeah, look, it can reach and attack close. And it can reach and attack close.
Yeah, that's... you realize that Sharia slept cuddled up to you all night long.
Third watch.
That was perfect. She wakes up when you wake up and stays awake with you on third watch, telling you how wonderful you are, how fantastic you are, how dark it is. Do you know any stories? She tells you about makeup and how she does her hair. Will you let her do your hair?
No, but the elf does.
Hey.
I mean, come on, you spend half your starting gold on hair products.
You spend most of the night complaining how her dress is torn and showing you where it's torn across her leg and making suggestive eyes at you.
Ragnar has a new...
Wow, she missed that.
Fortitude save?
Fortitude!
Oh, dear. Isn't that
really Wilson? I passed.
It's a fortitude save because the blood's all rushed from his head.
Wouldn't it be a will save?
No, all the blood's rushed from his head elsewhere.
I do not puke.
But it's like a kinetic.
It's okay, just imagine she's got one dangling.
It's no. Okay to find the start of the way she looks. Decent?
Yeah, absolutely. If you are stacked for it.
There you go. Something like
she's
that.
Well brushed.
I got sleep.
Something like that.
If it's like this, I'm looking for the nearest dark.
Why is it parted down the middle?
Sharia has a charisma of 16.
There you go.
She's well passable for a human. Long dark hair, quite pretty. In an aristocratic kind of fashion.
Okay, fortitude save to resist.
You don't need a fortitude save.
Okay, we'll save. And get the other three dwarves that were napping on you.
There are other people on watch.
One side and three dwarves.
I'm
on
watch, yes. That's what did he.
Who else is on watch with him?
Which watch are we on?
Third.
I'm asleep.
I was on second, so I'm asleep.
Yeah, Shari is coming on to the fighter rather heavily.
Who's on third? What's on second?
Nothing.
Scale mills. I'm not sleeping in that crap.
Pretend not to notice.
Like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Want to pretend not to notice?
On the first shift,
pretend not to notice. Deal,
if she would I'll tuck him in, big blue blanket.
My thing is, if she would keep her mouth shut, it might happen, but right now...
Once she's a virgin, it's not going to stay shut.
But the world needs to know how strong and wonderful you are.
I
just can't stop talking about you.
Where's the old fart?
Can I wake him up?
Hey?
We know!
He's asleep. He's asleep, though. Now.
What?
I'm sleeping.
He took second watch.
Why?
I'm in the
car. Fine. Leave him alone.
I'm in the car.
You want these humans running around?
That way I can go.
You got nice breeding, especially that one.
Unfortunately.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna sleep though.
Unfortunately, I have to sleep this night.
Bow wow.
I think it's great how you took the third watch. It's the hardest, I think. Especially considering we'll be cooking breakfast. Can you cook?
Yes.
It's not a worry. I can cook.
Is she in the room?
Sometimes by the time I'm done with this game, I might end up with a wife.
Give him a marriage, dude.
No, damn it, because then we won't get paid.
You're asleep.
Cast him out of wind.
You are asleep.
Yeah, he just talks about his sleep about getting paid.
Money. Stupid man, I won't get paid. Waving his hammer about, pay me. Fucking bear. Yeah, puppy. You realize that you won't get paid if anything occurs.
Okay, you gotta make a really high slice.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm pitching 2 tents, but that's not all I'm doing.
Okay.
One sleeping, one somewhere else.
You can't stand up.
Exactly.
I want to make a pitch.
It will hurt very badly if I stand up.
Oh, chainmail!
Oh. And we all wake up. It doesn't flash! Sitting there with a hammer. Clang!
I can't bend my knee!
Just get it strapped to your thigh.
It is.
So, the night passes uneventfully, except for the fighter, who is...
Tucked in.
Well tucked in. So, will you show me how to use this? She starts spinning your chair.
No, stop.
Oh, yeah.
She'll hurt herself with the chain.
Oh. I want to learn to be a fighter just like you.
No, you don't want to be. You don't want to be just like him.
I don't want a dagger.
You'll want a one. Well, no, never
mind. Oh, we'll teach. I know how to use a sword, so we'll teach her to use a sword.
I want that thing. It killed that bear. He was so good. We were so hard. Those other ones, they just all fell down, but you not a scratch on you.
I didn't fall down.
You're so brave.
I was brave.
Oh, hi there. You waking up? Come on for breakfast. Do you want to come and talk to him? He's so brave.
No, he's not.
In that fight, he put that bear down? That dwarf? They all just fell down?
I cast the spell that stopped the bear killing you.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too. But he killed the bear. He's so strong.
But I stopped the bear killing you.
I got a plus 8. But he's so...
I got a plus 8.
The bear was going to kill the bear. Look at him.
Do you have any holes in your
skull? I got a plus 8.
No, my ears thankfully.
Are you sure?
Thanks to Royce there. He's so manly.
Can you hear the wind, like, blowing over the hole in your skull?
No, why?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's because you're too busy talking!
I think it took Cal 2 weeks to figure out how he's going to play this girl.
Maybe.
No, he plays her all the time.
I have something really bad to say, but I'm not going to say it.
Really?
Good choice.
Yes. Let me get you some breakfast. I assume you want meat?
Twin sperm is now a
meat.
Beet.
Yeah, I'll get you some meat. I think we got some stew going.
Four levels higher, though.
She brings you back a huge bowl of stew.
Where's mine?
Here, to give you a little bowl of stew.
I'm bigger than he is, in my head.
I got something for your dog. Good.
Okay. Hey, Whoopi.
Hey, we're, I guess we're taking all awake at this time?
Yeah, breakfast done. How come?
Yeah,
my dog.
Have you traveled with him often?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Does he normally come out of the fights all unscathed? Where you all fall down? All injured?
I wasn't injured. I saved your life. Stop worshipping him. Worship me.
But he's still big and strong.
I'm big and strong.
You're small.
I'm big for my family.
Yeah.
I really think we should break camp and move on.
Okay. Xenatos is in hearty agreement. He slaps you on the back. Good man. Let us break camp and move. We can eat while we ride. Oh.
We're done.
He looks in, he looks into the forest. Looks like we're leaving the horses here.
No, we're not. Dwarves, axes to the front!
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! We get to kill some trees, yay!
Yeah, not on me.
Just to rhyme.
I don't think I can pull that look off.
He's not a bard.
I've noticed. Like, now, Hellstorm.
I can't read my
come, dwarves! Let us show them how much we hate trees.
The goat will fit. The sled has a bit of problem.
That's why Thor strikes.
It gets quite dense as you travel north. You can move up.
Why is there a chameleon spell on your little?
You can travel a couple of hundred feet into the forest before it gets very dense indeed, and you have to get off horses and start walking on foot.
Hey, Rogan.
Dwarven, right?
Why don't you ask one of the casters to cast a chameleon spell on your cart so nobody can take it?
Because he has magic chalk.
I can do that myself.
I love that. So cool.
I leave that one alone.
Hey, Mr. Fighter, can you cut down these trees with that thing you got?
Unfortunately, no.
Perhaps you need an axe. Perhaps you can borrow one from one of the dwarves, and then you can show us how strong you are.
Yes,
we could
show us how strong you are!
Yes!
We could watch you sweating.
I'm going to bitch slap you.
I'm going to bitch slap you. Slap her in the knee.
I'm not giving him
I could jump.
Slap her in the thigh.
Unfortunately, getting a dwarf really to give an axe up is like trying to pull her teeth out of their head.
Nope, here, I can create another one.
Mr. Bard? Mr. Bard will lend you one.
We'll
go find a tree stump and you got my pipe. It should be interesting.
I say, we just walk through the forest.
But it's so dense, I might catch my dress.
It can be for a price.
Why is everybody laughing?
You hear what he said?
No.
This is not Robert. It can be for a price.
I place that on the cart.
Makes it look like a tree.
Yep.
Very good.
Oh, God.
He does what?
He's drawn a tree on his cart. It makes it look like a tree.
I should fine-tune it for you. I have forgery.
Hey, yeah, that means you can copy it onto something of yours and make it look like a tree.
Chalk only works for me.
I'll put in arcane.
Oh. Why would I change if I set her on fire?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
I'm very annoyed with her. I saved her life.
I guess we'll start heading in.
Yeah, are you gonna hold the branches back and cut some of the trees down? I don't want to tear my dress anymore.
Don't worry, we'll clear a path for you.
Yes, a path will be cleared.
Quick, dwarfs! Prepare to fight our ancient enemy, the tree!
I break out my scythe.
We are not killing trees. We're not killing trees.
We're trying to cut down a tree with a scythe.
Right, do not kill the trees! Oh. Aim to wound!
Stop killing the trees with this crazy woman!
It's the only thing I have to cut.
I cut off all the branches that are in the way.
Exactly. What is the craft alchemy DC to turn his manure into a car bomb and be done with it?
Stop trying to kill us! I keep hearing you do that.
You're
he's
fine.
Bad.
No, not you.
I think he's trying to kill
just
us. I'm paranoid.
All the fighters.
Yes. Yes. Precisely.
He likes you because you have beer.
I've run out of beer. I gave beer to the cleric because it seemed the right thing
to do.
The
elf hasn't done anything.
What? You gave your single drink? What about your double drink here?
What about me?
I don't think
you got some dude.
It's an all health.
Oh, yeah,
all the keg is probably half gone by now.
From her. Okay. So, you make your way through the forest. It is hard going. You have to chop some of the undergrowth back to get through. Xanatos stands at the back, cane in hand, walking leisurely behind you.
Hey, ass monkey!
Are you talking to me? Employee?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Fire him.
Are you going to help us clear a path for your charge?
No. Well, stop you getting anywhere near it. Just walk him with me. Admiring your ass. So get cutting.
That's what we were hired for. Get back in there.
I've been chopping trees down. They're not my ancient enemy. They happen to be yours.
So we probably found a use for you.
I'm not chopping down trees either. I'm just passing behind the wagon.
Every squirrel that scatters, I'm tackling it.
Huh? One day, son, you're going to find the ancient dire squirrel. And it's going to be pissed.
Hey.
Wait a moment.
Hey, look, a square. Go get it.
What are all those squirrels in the tree having nuts aimed at your head for?
There's like,
oh, snap.
Hit the deck!
Incoming!
You're about to see 15 squirrels. They're going to jump up and all of them are going to scream, form, legs, and feet.
Logically, there's a raccoon god, so there must be a squirrel god.
When he's a squirrel,
he just jump
at
the dragon.
There is a god of raccoons because he travels around with a gnome.
The
gnome Bavarian wild wanderer is accompanied very often by Chikatika Fastballs, who is the god of raccoons.
Yes.
Second edition demi-human deities. Mm-hmm.
Featured in Baldur's
Fastballs.
Gate. Chikatika Fastballs.
Could you?
Looks like
those squirrels throw their nuts in. Looks like
so
we're fighting in the shade.
How many squirrels do I get?
Until they form Voltron, not many.
A sack full of squirrels.
Are they dead?
Hoping I stab him.
If not, they very soon will be. She's walking through the woods. Bam! Just swing with a sack from tree to tree.
Big red stain just dripping out of the mouth.
The druid's crying.
I refuse to damage the tree.
She refuses to.
You refuse to. That's fine, refusing to damage the tree.
Sack.
Fuck of the squirrels.
Yeah, fuck the
squirrels. Yeah, squirrels deserve
it. So what would be the name of the squirrel and be what?
I have no idea.
Cheeky nut fuzzy tail?
You can walk my goat through.
I can tell you a really interesting story about how
you get
squirrels
caught,
are actually...
You get caught half a mile or so.
And I caught my
how much farther does
that
say us to the freaking people of
non-resistance? I reckon another couple of hours should see us there. What was that?
I told him about the squirrel that attacked me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
What? I didn't.
Lindsay was attacked by a squirrel in our backyard.
That's not funny.
Tell the story.
No.
You need a Davis character for that one.
Tell the story.
A squirrel threw something at my head.
She walked out and sat on a wall in the backyard, and I sat with her. And there was this hollow thump noise. It was a hollow thump noise.
Basically, hear this number.
Yeah, well, yeah, but more hollow. And I looked round, and Lindsay had both hands on top of her head, and she was crying, and I was like, what? And she's like, ah! And there was a little acorn on the floor.
Oh, God.
And this furry squiggling around up at the top of the tree. And apparently it threw it at her.
I know she just wrote down, prepare a couch on
home. Oh. I know, that's basically it. I can see right now, Hal's already got his name on a nice couch in the living room.
Love it,
just like to say, actually felt like somebody threw a brick at my head. I had a lump the size of an egg on it, and I could
see it. It's because
the
squirrel had a 16.
Yeah.
It was from like 60 feet up the tree. It really hurt.
It took a run and then threw it. It was 60 foot up the tree. It ran 10 foot down and just lobbed it up its tail.
It got
like
skirmished.
It's like those apple things. Like those spears.
It was
just flinging up its tail.
Stand up.
No.
Was it the commander that goes oi all the time?
No.
Stand up.
No one will hurt me.
No, it's just squirrel tap.
Squirrel tap. Don't hurt me.
I don't wear shorts.
It hurts.
You can get me.
Even my mum felt sorry for me. My mum's never felt sorry for me in her life. After she laughed.
Everybody laughed.
I'm not kidding.
You were attacked by a squirrel. What do you expect us to do?
I've been attacked by squirrels many times.
I was attacked by them.
Yes.
They're pissed at you.
Yeah, you they want a fucking... Ludwig looks at me frequently and says, where's my fucking apple? Okay.
I was attacked by love bugs in the face.
No, but I haven't been throwing them at people lately.
Isn't that a VW beetle?
The whole swarm of them kept following me. I didn't like it.
I don't know. What's a love bug?
Like a little gnat.
You'll see
them fly. Okay. You'll find out in a few months when love bugs come out, they get everywhere, and they're called love bugs because when they fly, the males and the females attach ass to ass, and they fly around.
Oh, that's lovely.
They're harmless.
That's not a love shag bugs or something would be much better.
They're called. They're no, love bugs. Bugs. Shag bugs, love bugs.
And sex isn't just about shagging.
The little shits won't let go.
I'm pretty certain they love each other.
They're also known as the reason why we don't wash our cars from May to June.
Exactly. Because they're like
they're
billions
come out,
of them.
Yeah, they come out in swarms, and they will just coat the car.
I'm moving back to England.
You ever seen a movie about locust swarms?
Yes.
Imagine that, but with love bugs.
Really?
The
thing
flies.
Is, we don't have the cold winters to kill stuff off.
So they just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
No, they're just little bitty, but they usually, I mean, you can see the swarm.
You've seen them, big ants. It's the right, no, here.
I mean, they don't bite. They just, like, climb on you. And, like,
I'm going to fly with you. You're mean.
All right. Continue
stop
the three forest.
Boring.
After a couple more hours, it starts to thin out a little.
Okay,
up ahead, there seems to be something, maybe a building.
Next time, we just burn it.
Things,
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
look
a building.
Look, everyone, it might be a building.
It's across a clearing.
Dunker in the pool.
Okay.
Looks like it's been... Well, you, make me some knowledge nurture checks, please.
Sod off, you laughed at me.
Druid girl, knowledge nurture.
You're in trouble.
I'm always in trouble.
You knocked her off for horse.
I got a natural 20.
Ooh, natural 20.
Let's see if we can do it again.
Nice. Pretty pink dice.
As you approach, as you come to the edge of the clearing, you realise that some of the trees around here have been cut down and not by these people.
Hey, so you guys.
Did you come through here last night?
It looks like the clearing in front of whatever building is beyond you that you've just been down through the trees.
Your drink
has been artificially cleared.
You spilled your paper.
I tell.
You people have already caught.
Thank you.
You're to bang my head on.
Stop!
Ashlyn,
come here.
Huh? Is the building.
Do you see anything wrong over there?
Oh, she's been cut down.
Does it look like
what the hell is
it depends.
On?
We're dwarves there.
No.
From the edge of the trees, there's about 25 feet to the building, and there's just tree stumps, and all the undergrowth has been cleared back.
Can he said no
one's
been building made of wood, or is it made of stone?
No, supposed to be here.
Well, the building.
Mm-hmm.
Made of stone.
Made of stone.
Why not? Can I have knowledge military to see if this looks like a fortification?
You have knowledge military.
Like general knowledge? Yeah, military training, general.
Oh my god.
Just military to check.
They changed dress code.
Ooh.
You're Hawaiian?
I want to do the little sneaky thing around the tree area.
So you're going to creep around with the outside of the building.
Well, do you know
25 foot of wall.
Man, there's
around.
No reason to laugh.
Doesn't look fortified.
Yes, there is.
It's quite a sturdy building.
I see.
Look.
My
brothers, how look. Old the building
a roof.
The
one thing we have been missing for days.
Can you tell how recent the building is?
Silent.
Can we just
you're going to walk around the perimeter?
Yes. While the rest of us maybe wait here.
Wait here, gotcha. Can do.
Any dwarf can tell you how long it's
23
been.
Height?
Pretty good.
And that's putting up the sides and breaking up the chain.
Move silence 25.
Pretty good. Right.
The building doesn't hear you.
You creep around the building. You notice that all the windows have been boarded up.
No, that doesn't bode well.
The rear door has been boarded up. The only door that's open is, well, not open, is not boarded up, is the big double front doors. All the way around the building, there's 25 foot of forced clearing.
I'm hiding behind
does it look like
tree.
This building has been recently built?
No,
or?
The building's been here forever. The clearing has been kept clear.
Okay.
Some of the parts of the clearing have been burnt, like they've been burning the scrub back. Single-story structure is made of carved pure white marble. Even though the forest has taken the structure deep into its embrace, the ivy and other plants climb the walls, it is still a beautiful building. Huge double doors are closed and appear to be made from dark oak bound with iron. There's some steps leading up there.
Does anyone want to knock on the door?
Is this supposed to be a destination, supposedly?
Wait for him to come back.
Xanatos looks at you and thinks, about right.
We're staying until the halfling gets back.
I'll go back to him and tell him what I saw.
Okay.
A big white building with some windows, but you can't get in. You gotta go through the front door. You know, because then they have the spears that can stab you.
Why don't you let the people who know about stones go first? Come on, dwarves, we'll show them what stones we've got.
Oish, watch her.
I suggest we get...
grab the half and let's go.
Zenitos, the girl, and at least two fighters to go with me up to the door.
All right.
And what, knock on the doorbell?
And then everyone else?
Knock on the doorbell.
And everyone else stay back.
Elf Scout cookies!
Elf Scout cookies. Who's going up to the door? You two?
Yeah.
You, Zenitos, and Sharia. Ooh,
I'm going to.
I'm watching
Sharia's
the girl.
In the back.
Sharia's well in the back.
Sharia's well in the back. I'm with Sharia.
He's
well behind the front. I'm well behind you, everybody.
Is anyone staying in the trees?
No,
who's staying back?
I'm with the girl.
Ragnar Hellstone will go forward to get away from the ancient enemy.
We knock on the door.
Resident, your traitorous coward is
hell!
You knock on the door. You hear some panicked conversation from behind the door and some scratching of weapons on the floor. Anyone have languages, please?
Yes.
Give it up.
Standard Dwarven.
Elven, Dwarven, Orc, Draconic.
Yeah. Orcish.
Don't worry, I was bit by a...
Shouts like orders. What the hell? Get up! Someone's here!
Held onto my finger while I went like this.
Well, let's kill them!
Hey!
You hear the sounds of weapons being drawn.
Orcs.
Can we hear
I back
sketches?
Away from the door. I point to the fighters and thank, and I say, "Get your butt over here."
I was trying to
the door.
Back up.
I have a nice description. The steps which lead to the front of the building are worn with the passing of thousands of feet eager to worship inside. They are cracked and badly eroded, however, no parts seem to clutter them. The towering doors appear in good repair and are firmly closed.
I'm going to cast a spell.
Okay, what's the spell?
Upon myself.
Mage armor!
Or should be the strike, or electricity.
Ooh. Oh, when I hit you, I get electricity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I still hear no answer?
No one's answering. It seems to have gone quiet inside.
Let's do the cable guy thing. All right, we're going.
They've walked up to the door and knocked, and some orcs who were inside have gone, "Shit, somebody's here!" Ready their weapons.
Ooh! We do, yeah, we
I want to go up to the windows and start crowbarring the nails off the boards.
You don't think there are no windows, you think, into the front of the building? They were all further around.
I want to go all the way back there.
You're going round a crook. First window you get? Left side or right side?
Right.
Okay, you go around the right side of the building. Start crowbarring at the first window. Anyone going with him?
Hell no.
You have to sort of pile some logs up to get there. Quite high.
We're platforms next time, boy.
What are you doing?
Babysitting.
Yeah, we're not.
There's no answer. We're never going to open this door.
It's okay.
Is there a way to open the door?
I take the chalk.
He has Mormon and a religion. He can knock for hours.
I draw a door. Start coloring it in.
Very good.
Yep. Oh,
doorknob.
We're out of chalk.
What?
Doorknob.
No.
Alright, we're leaving.
Bye. We will leave a catalog so you can peruse our many, many wonderful things.
I'm probably standing on the wall at this point going,
and we do the tiptoe, we do the heavy steps to the tiptoe thing.
Didn't I just say
okay. You pretend to leave.
Yes.
Surprisingly, no one opens the door.
Yeah. We set the door on fire.
It's marble.
No, the
door's not marble. The door's made of wood. Yeah, it's made of hard oak. Dark oak. Pile some stuff up in front of it. And
I go back to Zantos and go, you know, works are picking up resonance. Okay.
Yes, and we're here to, well, I guess we're here now to cleanse this wonderful place.
I've got it! Let's take all the wood from all the trees we've just cut down, put it at the front of the building, light the acid bonfire, make it super yards, sucking all the air out of the temple, and all we have to do is wait for the fire to burn down, we walk in, everyone's dead.
This isn't a temple to Morden, right?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you're
right.
You don't think so. It's hard to tell from the outside. We don't think Moradin's got a temple that's pretty.
Besides,
is there a big hammer and anvil on the front door?
No.
We're not known for our subtlety.
It's a secret temple of Moradin. Right at the bottom. It's Moradin's actual bedroom.
Above ground.
Yeah.
Maybe he was
building... No wonder we didn't find it.
Have I got anywhere at the window?
Yeah, it's starting to come off. There's an awful smell inside this room.
He's out here.
Okay, so who's up in front of the door right now?
It's a really bad smell.
And you?
Me, you.
Is it worse than me?
Oh, yes.
I guess we're all right there.
Wow, it's bad.
Stench is almost too vile to describe.
Around,
rotten meat, excrement.
Look around, so find some other way.
All kinds of horrid things.
We start heading towards Delta House.
Okay, I think
a wet sound is inside. Squidging sound. It's very dark.
They have the burritos.
We're going to wander around. We're going to wander around, see where else we can get to.
You get round the halfling's prying bar and prying one of the windows. He seems to have got a couple of bulbs off, but his face seems to indicate that there's something unpleasant within.
Why don't you guys go help him up with the bar?
Yeah, we go. I break out all my javelins.
I'm pretty much hanging on the bar.
We're still planning. What?
Throw something through.
Xanatos.
You what? Hear... listen, Jax. Not that it's hard.
Well, apparently this remains
16.
Very good. Yeah. You hear the sounds of a gong being sounded inside the front entrance.
23.
Xanatos, watch her.
Bring wood. Logs.
Run up the stairs.
Where's the logs? We are trying to burn down the building.
I brought the flint.
All right.
Inside the doors, there's the sound of a gong being
bring kindling.
I got a tinder for
that. Dwarf.
I guess we go back to the front of the building.
I take my two axes.
Is that the dinner bell?
Not me, I'm still prying the window.
That's the end of day bell.
I'm going to get in there.
You pry them off. It's big enough for you to get to there.
How sturdy do the walls look?
Very sturdy. You suspect they're made of blocks of marble. Although it's basically seamless.
Hinges on the inside or the outside?
Inside.
Take the door in.
Okay, you can't get the door in with the hinges on the inside.
Yes, you can.
You
can't remove the hinges with the hinges on the inside, but you're more than welcome to kick the door and hope they don't have it barred.
You hear the sounds of, hurried attentions behind the door.
Two hands on the door.
Smack it. I'm trying to break the door down. I'll just damage it.
I just want to hear what it sounds like when I hit it.
Okay. You hit the door. It sounds rather solid. It is a well-made door.
Would you say it would be like a low D or a high
break
C?
The, break out the battering ram! George, Simon, George Jr., George the third, and George the fourth, get the battering ram!
All the squirrels are dead, mate.
Doors, are there boarded up windows by the door?
No, there's no windows on the front.
Is it much black inside?
It's where you can get where you are, yes. You think it's a room? Probably.
Are you guys making headway on the window?
You get the sense the room's probably about 20 feet square from the sort of general feeling you get and the little bit of light that's coming in. See, the floor looks like it glistens. There's lots of nasty stuff inside, kind of way. You're sure you can see an arm sticking up out of it.
I'll keep working on the door.
Smells real bad. Eventually, you'll break the door in.
Ragnar,
we go up and help him.
Yes, the dwarves will help. No, stay back. This is a dwarf thing.
I like
you. You eventually figure out that the left door is more solid than the right door, as if it's been very well barricaded.
We go to the one that isn't well barricaded.
Yep, and you hack away at the right door. You kick the right
door.
There's
door.
I suppose it's best to go to combat now, hadn't we? Whoever's round the front.
Hello, boys!
Everyone but me.
I think we need some pens.
Somebody shoot me.
Here's a pen.
Please. Where was that?
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
10 o'clock.
I should have turned. God damn. We can see you fight next time.
Alright.
Okay. You don't want to go in that room. Get yourself in there.
I have a torch.
That'll help. There's no methane in that room at all. Burn your eyebrows off.
When suddenly we all get levels.
You found it. Woo! You're in there. Woo! We start next time with the combat. Woo! Into a 5-foot entrance.
Woo! Because I rolled terribly for initiative.
I am in the front.
That's fine. You're in the front.
I'm behind him.
I thought he broke the door.
I'm behind him.
They're all going to pile in the 5-foot entrance.
And I'm still in the
front. And encounter just three guys inside.
Yeah, but two better.
Stop giving it away.
It's terrible. XP. Yay. Want it?
Sure, why not?
I want it. I love it. I need some more of it.
XP, you fought one thing. One brown bear gets you. Challenge rating 4. Challenge rating 4 for your massive party of bigness. Go on, Ned's magic computer, tell us.
And the role-playing experience?
We're all first level.
No, you get combat experience.
Crap.
And you just swamp through fast. But I did like it. See what you get for combat. I don't want to level you too quickly.
But I died valiantly.
Okay, we're only at 875.
You'll definitely level the second level, then, I would think.
Maybe. The problem is, for the bards.
I want evasion.
Yeah, people, you know, it's like combat experience is like, you know, thieving experience for fighters.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, come on, the old rules, you can get a million experience points with one bad check. You gain one XP for every gold piece you stole. Yeah. You write a letter of credit for 1 million gold, you pass your bluff check, you're now 38th level.
That's funny. Is that on the list?
Hmm? Yeah, I got told no. I mean, it says it right there. You get one XP for every gold stolen. So we're in Derrickin. I pass a bad check. I make my bluff check. They accept the bad check. I've stolen a million gold.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And it follows the rules 100%.
Yeah. Hey, 169. I believe you're leveled to second level.
Yay!
Which we can do either between time or at the start of next session.
We'll do it now because everybody loves experience.
I think they'll be kicking us out in a minute.
No, they won't. Not at
10. We should have done.
What?
Thought we should have done.
No.
No.
Oh.
We can shut it down because it's usually to keep the.
Well, it depends.
So we can continue.
Normally 10 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, but 10 o'clock is when I have to go anyway.
Yeah, yes,
you don't have to level it yet. You can level it next time. You can level it now.
I'm leveling right
now. You're leveling next time. But you have levels.
Six.
Second level. Ooh,
will I get my spells before the combat?
Of course you will.
10:44.
He has to get them when he prays tomorrow in the morning.
Morning!
You can have the hit points and everything, but you get your spells when you pray for them. Just like the wizards, they'll get spells when they learn them.
I'm praying fast.
You'll be fine. There's not much in the room.
Well, if I change my
spells...
Hit points!
Like I say, you can really roll ones on hit dice, I'm that kind.
Two.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Okay, what's the XP now?
Well, hey, four! Alright, sweet.
Hey, I only got a three. I got a four.
Hey,
aren't you a wizard?
Yes.
It's not like you have a huge range of numbers. If you have to reroll one, you have a 33% chance of rolling a three.
We can roll one, twos, and threes, right?
On a 1d4. I rolled a two, so don't feel bad.
4 plus 1 5.
Yeah, I think everyone is. I think it's all subjective depending on who's here.
For what? My brain.
Hey, I have 9 hit points. For the closing times.
Well,
yeah.
Because Jeff's definitely kicked us out.
I would guess as you're asking, but
normally during the week they do tend to close earlier. But like tomorrow's Good Friday, most everybody's off.
No.
Explain
to me how you do that with his chain. How can you get more force behind it?
Because it's a two-handed weapon.
When my it's kind of speeding up a little bit, he's tired.
No matter where he trips it.
Apparently.
No, we're done.
You got a bigger understanding of physics.
No,
no, I'm not having that. Pick something sensible, boy.
Yeah, that is sensible.
Oh, it's not. You'll be killing things far,
I actually got skill points.
What?
I got more skill points. That means I don't have negatives and stuff if I put them in it.
Pick something normal.
That is normal.
Not normal. Increasing your damage by two or more is not normal.
I got 10 hit points.
Eh?
I got 10 hit points.
Woo! I can't kill you in one hit with most things. Ooh, orcs, I probably can.
Sleep next level. Maybe. Now that you deal with my sleep,
he doesn't have a lot of them.
You get two spells?
Anyone want me to keep the car?
Woohoo! I get one skill point.
That's just sad.
Go you!
What to put it in?
You can't even get a cross class.
One skill point.
Only have one weapon.
We have a lot more weapons. Scythe and all this stuff.
One skill point.
Just in case you're doing something else, something comes up for you. Free action.